Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
This is a classic. This is an absolute classic. I am rolling over reading this. A story about Stormy Daniels that I will get to here in our opening monologue. Her husband. Husband Glendon has filed for divorce. Oh, there's a classic line from her attorney, Michael Avenatti. I will get to that. The enemies of pleasure are at it again. We know they've gone after our cigars. We know they're going to go after our spirits. They've gone after our meat. We know that. What possibly could they go after next? That's the sound of me sipping through a straw. They're going after our straws. They're criminalizing straws in some areas. Hard to believe. Unreal. And we are 2 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, presented by Gurkha. Cannot wait. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure, including the straw police. Your global five-star general commanding officer and Alpha male in chief, front and center, Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A. In the cigar city of Tampa. As always, we welcome you. Don't forget, follow us on social media at CigarDave.com. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You'll see all the links for Twitter and Facebook, Instagram. By the way, anybody holding Facebook and Twitter shares, you got crushed. Or calls, option calls, you got crushed. Amazon, correction, Twitter, Facebook, nailed. What was it? Facebook down 20%? Not hard to see when you see the founder, Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, selling $7.2 billion worth of shares, worth of stock, in the last 2-3 months. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out they're bailing. He's still got loads of that stock, but bailing. And by the way, what's her name? Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO, the one that wrote the book Lean In to All the Women. We need to lean in and engage in the conversation. Well, she leaned out with $75 million worth of stock sales. I always get a kick out of these people, especially Sheryl Sandberg. Ladies, we need to lean in on the conversation. Become part of the conversation. When then all of a sudden there was trouble in Facebook paradise, was she leaning in to talk about the issues? Oh, no, 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 no. Everybody leaned out. They were nowhere to be found. Gotta love the hypocrisy. All right, lots to get to today in this hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Glenn Loop, the executive director of the Cigar Rights of America. This week, actually this past, Wednesday, Thursday, the Cigar Rights of America filed a massive, massive, large document, 529 pages of comments, about the FDA's notice of proposed rulemaking, whether or not premium cigars should be exempt from FDA regulations. There was a notice of proposed rulemaking about a year or two ago. The FDA came out and said, yep, we're going to ignore every, this was under the Obama administration, of course, we're going to ignore every single comment from the cigar industry. We're going to just ignore everything, disagree with everything, and we are going to regulate premium cigars. Well, there's a different sheriff in town. His name is President Donald J. Trump. There's a different FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who in a New York Post op-ed piece a number of years ago, about 3-4 years ago, stated very unequivocally that it was a waste of time, money, and effort for the FDA to be bothering with premium cigars since they were consumed by adults and a totally different product than cigarettes. So the good news is we have some allies in our corner now. The bad news is we still have to deal with the FDA bureaucracy. But as when we talk to Glenn, we'll, of course, talk about what they used. Trust me, it is not easy to stay up and read a 529-page document, but I did. And if there was a cure-all, if you ever cannot sleep, you're tossing and turning at night, there's no way you can get to sleep, you're wired up either on caffeine or you just can't sleep, break out the 529-page Cigar Rights of America and International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association comments to the FDA Notice of Proposed Rulemaking on the Regulation of Premium Cigars. You'll be asleep in 5 minutes. I know. Because every 10 minutes I was starting to doze off. You know when you read something and you're trying to stay up and you just start fading and your head starts to just kind of like cock to one side of the... That's exactly what was happening with me. It was not easy, but we have posted at CigarDave.com the entire document for your review. Now, we know many of you will not read it, but for those of you that want to glance at it, skim it over, take a look at it. There's some fascinating information, and what I love is that the IPCPR... and CRA, Cigar Rights of America, used FDA, National Institutes of Health, their own data to show that the average age of somebody starting to smoke a cigar is like 26.7 years of age, and the average cigar connoisseur smokes a cigar 1.3 days out of the month. So basically, the average cigar smoker smokes 1 to 2 cigars, premium cigar smoker 1 to 2 cigars per month. So great information. We'll see what the FDA does, but we will talk with Glenn at the bottom of the hour. And simultaneously, I know when I was out at the Cigar Retailers Convention week before last in Las Vegas, it was very clear and very apparent to me that the cigar manufacturers and the Cigar Rights of America, the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers, are all in sync saying, we're not just going to file comments with the FDA. We're going to launch a multi-pronged attack. We're going to talk to the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, which is part of the White House, because they get involved with these type of regulations, any type of regulations that have a potential cost on American business. The OMB gets involved. So they're going to deal with the OMB. They still have a court case that they're fighting. They're involved with that. They're involved on the legislative end with the House and the Senate, bipartisan effort to try to get language in to exempt premium cigars. So they are not just fighting the war on one front. General George S. Patton would be proud. By God, he'd say, those sons of bitches at the CRA and the IPCPR and cigar manufacturers, by God, they're fighting the war on multiple fronts. I love it. I can smell the aroma of victory. And I totally concur with their strategy going after multiple fronts, because you never know where you're going to win the battle, which ultimately will lead to win the war. So we'll talk with Glenn at the bottom of the hour. Also, next hour, we got two interesting interviews that we did at the IPCPR convention, the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas. We're going to be talk to Mike Solucci and Les Mann of Zycar, one of the big accessory manufacturers, big in lightation devices and cutters and butane. Interesting story there. They were acquired by Quality Importers. We've known Mike for a long time. Les Mann used to be at Calibri before that, ST DuPont. So we'll talk to them. They've got some really interesting products. And we'll also talk to Brian Lessard and Jamie Robbins of Cattle Baron Cigars out in Montana. They're cattle ranchers. I know, because I had their they gave me some of their beef jerky, and they're sending me some beef and some jerky, and I had their cigars. And the reason that I wanted to do the interview with both Brian and Jamie from Cattle Baron Cigars is because, an interesting twist, I will pat myself on the five-star shoulder here, because I'm the reason they got into the cigar industry. They would listen to my show when they were feeding their cattle and getting involved with doing chores on the ranch, and they started learning about cigars and learning about spirits through my show, and I was their motivation. So I had an instant bond with Brian Lessard, Jamie Robbins at Cattle Baron Cigars. I've always been saying the last number, about 20 years, I'm going to Montana in the summer. I'm going to go to Montana. I tell everybody, and they're like, yeah, sure. Sure, General, you're going to Montana. Big city boy going to Montana. I said, no, I'm going to Montana. So next summer, I'm going to Montana. I'm going to visit Brian and Jamie out at their ranch, Cattle Barons. But I already told them, I'm not wearing boots. I'm wearing my loafers. I'll watch you guys, you know, milk the cows and do what you have to do, but there's no way I'm getting involved in any of that kind of work. But I'll be smoking a cigar, and I'll be enjoying some of that beef jerky that they have made from filet mignon, not the garbage you buy in the store. So we will talk with them. Great cigars. Phil Zanghi, who's been in the industry a long time, of Debonair Cigars, makes the Cattle Baron cigar. Beautiful cigar. So we will talk to both the folks from Zycar and Cattle Baron Cigars in the second hour. All right. The enemies of pleasure. It's not bad enough that they have to go after our spirits and our cigars and our coffee. You name it. They're going at, and I've said this all along, and I said to those of you that are not cigar connoisseurs, that don't enjoy a cigar, and I know we have tons and tons of alphas and listeners that enjoy the show because we touch on a number of topics. We touch on spirits. We talk about the enemies of pleasure. We deal with political incorrectness. We talk about grilling. This is a guy show. This is for alphas. And the dames love it too because they enjoy the topics that we talk about. And in fact, I've run into many dames that say, General, I love listening to your show because now I know the places where I've got to, if I want to meet a successful, confident, strong alpha, listening to you, I know exactly where to go. So we have a wide range of listeners. We've got cigar connoisseurs. We've got alphas. We've got dames, people that just enjoy grilling. We try to make the show entertaining and compelling. That's what it's all about. I don't want to sit here and say, today, I'm going, I sound like Donald Trump. Remember when Donald Trump would go on the campaign trail? You must be presidential. Okay, I'll be presidential. We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about foreign diplomacy. I'm going to talk about the economy. People don't want to, you don't want to hear me say, today we're going to talk about the brand new Joya de Nicaragua Antonio. I had a chance to sample some great steak and great grilling practices and procedures earlier this weekend. I'm going to share it with you. This is not NPR. Everybody at NPR talks like this. Today, fellow alphas, we're going to talk about how to properly grill your steak, how to enjoy a fine bourbon with a cigar. That's not what we do here on the Cigar Dave Show. That's not what this alpha is. I've got way too much charisma, way too much enthusiasm, way too much verve and perspicacity to sit here and be boring. That's why you enjoy listening to this show. Well, I'm being presumptuous that you do enjoy listening to this show. We're not boring. We don't want to make it boring. That's not what this show is all about. We want to be entertaining. And at the same time, when we have to deal with the enemies of pleasure, we will deal with them. Not only will I deal with them, I will destroy them. I will chop them up into a million pieces, and I will bury their carcasses 6 feet under, because that's what a good five-star does. But the enemies of pleasure, they're after us. No matter, it's not bad enough that they can't just leave us alone. They can't just say, all right, you know what? You alphas enjoy grilling. You enjoy eating dead animal product. We don't like it. You enjoy your cigars. We don't like that. We're just going to leave you alone. They have to be Gladys Kravitz busybodies. They've got to get in the way of our enjoyment. It's not bad enough that they have to just point it out, but they have to now enact overzealous regulations. And the next battle is the straw, the drinking straw. That's right, the straw that we have taken sips out of since the time we were all little kids. out of our little sippy cups. The straws that we use when we're in restaurants, when we go to Circle K or 7-Eleven to get a giant Slurpee or a Big Gulp, or if you're at a fast food restaurant, whatever. And here's the other thing. Many disabled people need the use of a straw in order to drink. That's a medical necessity. Does that matter to the enemies of straws, the enemies of pleasure? Nope. We've got this absolutely ridiculous, absurd hysteria around plastic straws. And now we're seeing these movements saying, skip the straw, avoid the straw. Here in the Cigar City area, right across Tampa Bay in St. Petersburg, we've got a cockamamie cuckoo mayor, taxocrat, along with umpteen businesses saying, we need to rid ourselves of the straw. We're seeing it in other cities. Seattle, cracking down on straws. And here is the latest. Santa Barbara, California, People's Republic of California. And by the way, we're also seeing hashtags, skip the straws. Everywhere you go now, on Facebook, on Twitter, you're seeing these hashtags and these articles, get rid of the straw. It's doing so much damage to our oceans and the landfills. Well, here's the latest example. Santa Barbara, People's Republic of California, California as I call it, they have banned plastic straws. Now, are they going to fine people? Yep. But there's more, as Ron Popeil would say. But wait, there's more. Are you going to get a set of six Ginsu steak knives if you violate the Santa Barbara plastic straw ban? No, but what you are going to face is possible jail time. You got it. Can you imagine? Sir, you're under arrest. Officer, what did I do? You're charged with illegally drinking out of a straw. You have the right to remain silent. Whatever you say can and will be used against you. If you make any slurping or sipping sounds, we will use that in court to prove that you have used a drinking straw. Lovely. Ridiculous. Santa Barbara, latest city to crack down on straws. The most severe prohibition in the country authorizes $1,000 fines and jail sentences for violators. Here's the kicker. This past Tuesday, the Santa Barbara City Council unanimously, the fact that not one of the council members said, hey, this is a little mashugana, this is a little crazy. The fact that they voted unanimously shows you what a bunch of morons, what a bunch of idiots, how cockamamie and cuckoo they are. The bill prohibits restaurants, bars, and other food service businesses from handing out plastic straws to their customers. Plastic stirrers and utensils could still legally be provided, but only if customers request them. Great, let's just all eat with our hands. The fact that a city would ban plastic straws from every person is just almost hard to... I mean, this is like we're reading an Orwellian novel here. Seattle became the first major city in the U.S. to ban plastic straws in September, last September, but it carved out an exemption for compostable plastic straws and made any violation an infraction punishable by a $250 fine. Santa Barbara, however, has banned even compostable straws. The only straws permitted are drinking tubes made from non-plastic materials such as paper, metal, or bamboo. You know what? I'd like to shove a bamboo drinking implement or a bamboo straw up the tuchuses of all the city council members of Santa Barbara. I'll tell you what, I'm going to finish this around the corner because I'm going to tell you the backstory about this because there is a backstory right around the corner. We'll continue.
The 2018 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th at Buffalo River Works in the Western New York Theater of Operations. It's a day full of alpha male pleasure, including six premium Gurkha cigars, including three soon-to-be-released new brands, distilled spirit tastings, craft beers from Hamburg Brewery, and a buffet fit for the alpha male. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo, New York. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
If you are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the July 2018 selection of Sindicato cigars, a Cubico, a Particulares, and a Sindicato Maduro, we call it the Sindicato Sampler, that just went out this week, the end of this week, the last couple of days, so it should be coming your way. Now, we're having delays on sending out cigars, especially if they come from Nicaragua, because of the civil unrest in Nicaragua, everything taking a little bit longer, so we appreciate your patience, but you should have them early to middle of next week. The Sindicato Sampler includes, as I mentioned, a Cubico, very unique cigar, only available now in limited retailers, but will soon be available for national distribution later this year. The Cubico, a square-pressed cigar to form a perfect cube, as seen from the foot of the cigar, uses a beautiful, rich, dark Ecuadorian Cubano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan Dominican fillers, a nice, bold, hearty, medium to full-bodied cigar experience. Particulares, very Cubanesque in style, nice, spicy Nicaraguan puro, Nicaraguan wrapper filler binder, big finish, big start and a nice finish with gentle sweetness. And the Sindicato Maduro uses a magnificent Mexican San Andrean Maroon wrapper, nice notes of dark chocolate. It goes perfectly with a delicious ribeye. Also, don't forget Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, New York, presented by Gurkha. 2 weeks from today, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks downtown. It will be a magnificent day. We will have a huge alpha male buffet. Everybody attending gets a nice gift bag with six premium Gurkha cigars. You're going to get samples of incredible craft beers from Hamburg Brewing, loads of distilled spirit samples and wine samples. Just a huge alpha buffet, live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. Limited tickets remain. We're 2 weeks away. When they're gone, they're gone. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. We'll see everybody in Buffalo in 2 weeks. So Santa Barbara, California, bans restaurants and other food institutions from giving out straws. Authorizes up to a $1,000 fine, six-month jail time for violators. And there's no automatic exemption, medical exemption, for the disabled or people that are in hospitals who need who lack the ability to bring the cup to their lip. It is absurd. So think about this for a second. $1,000, and it's punishable for every violation. So if a restaurant hands out, let's say there's a family of six, and they hand out six straws, that's six violations, up to $6,000 fine, 6 months in jail for each violation. It is absurd. And where does this all come from, these plastic bans, these straw bans? It goes back to a kid, a 10-year-old kid who was doing a school project that came up with a phony number that 500 million straws are used in the United States every day. There are 350 million people in this country. There's no way 500 million. But what happens? The environmental wackos, the politicians, all the lib media, they take this and say, oh, 500 million, got to run with it. And so consequently now they're coming up with these ridiculous bans saying straws are polluting the oceans. Not true. The plastic that's in the ocean coming from Asia. That's it. These enemies of pleasure, enemies of straws, I've had it. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the last straw.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
We are exactly 3 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigar in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks in downtown Buffalo. We'll be launching three new Gurkha cigars, including the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. It is an all-VIP ticketed event. Your ticket includes a great gift bag, including six Gurkha premium cigars, including the three new Gurkha cigars I just mentioned, a huge alpha male lunch buffet with carnivore carving station, Salem Smokehouse hot dog station, pasta bar, everything you need to make sure your stomach is full. We'll have libation tastings from about 40 different spirits, Hamburg Brewing, live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. Tickets are limited. Go right now, CigarDave.com for info and tickets. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, presented by Gurkha Cigars, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
At the Cigar Dave Show, there are several things we really like in a Washington bureaucrat. Embalming fluid? A wooden stake through the heart? Well, I guess after those two things, you really don't need the rest.
Well, the FDA is loaded with bureaucrats, especially in their tobacco control division, which has just gotten cumbersome and out of hand. About 3 months ago, the FDA announced a notice of proposed rulemaking to seek comments about whether premium cigars should be exempted from FDA regulations. And this week, earlier this week, two trade organizations, the Cigar Rights of America and the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association, submitted a massive document, 529 pages long of comments to the FDA's notice of proposed rulemaking, as did many consumers, as did many cigar manufacturers, as did, I'm sure, the enemies of pleasure. And it really boils down to whether or not cigars are enjoyed and consumed by adults and whether there are any addictive properties of cigars. The answer to the first question, kids do not smoke cigars. We know that adults smoke cigars. The second question, is it addictive? And the answer is no, because cigars are not a nicotine delivery device. And the proof is in the pudding. When was the last time you saw a group of cigar connoisseurs huddled outside a rainy building or running off an airplane to go light up a cigar? Never. Cigars and cigarettes are very different. Now, in the FDA's purview, they believe tobacco is tobacco is tobacco. But when Congress, a number of years ago, came up with a law, the Family Smoking Prevention Act, they wanted the intent of that law that President Obama signed at the time was to make sure that, number one, kids were not accessing tobacco products, and number two, they wanted to make sure that if there were any addictive properties that they could regulate that nicotine device, a nicotine delivery device. Well, cigars don't fall into any of those categories. So the FDA, under Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the FDA commissioner that was appointed by President Donald J. Trump, said, we're going to take a look at everything. So joining us right now, the executive director of the Cigar Rights of America, a longtime friend, Glenn Loop, to talk about the CRA and IPCPR's submission of comments. 529 pages, Glenn. I'm looking at it right now. I can tell you that if I can't sleep in the middle of the night, I'm going to break this thing out, because after about 10 minutes, boom, it's just like Ambien or a sleeping pill. But you jammed it with incredible data to the cigar industries and cigar connoisseurs, cigar connoisseurs' favor.
Well, thank you, Cigar Dave, and it is an incredible moment for the history, literally the history of the premium cigar industry. You know, I've argued for some time if there's been any benefit, and you can't find any, but if there is any benefit to this regulatory process, it's that it's forced the cigar industry to take a better look at itself, to evaluate itself, to research itself. And this public comment allowed us to do that. Granted, it compelled us to. But this data that's in this report will be working to the benefit of this industry for literally years to come. It brought together an analytical approach to looking at transactions, literally millions of cigar transactions, to come up with the data that's in this report. And as you surmised, the youth access question and the lack of adverse public health impact are first and foremost in this report, and that's what the FDA was looking for.
Now, we have posted your comments, the Cigar Rights of America and IPCPR comments, to CigarDave.com, and we posted the link as well to social media. If anybody wants to read the entire 529 pages, you read the first 50 to 80 pages, you pretty much get the summation.
Yeah.
But what I find very interesting, Glenn, is that you and the IPCPR, I mean, I say you, the CRA, IPCPR, you use data from the FDA itself, from the Population Assessment of Tobacco and Health Study, also known as PATH, a national study of tobacco use in the U.S., which began in 2013 between the FDA and NIH, National Institutes of Health. And you revealed some very interesting data. You called that data to basically serve it on a silver platter back to the FDA.
Well, we're lucky. This specific advance notice of proposed rulemaking said they wanted new information. And, in fact, I think they would have discarded our former information that we submitted, which was sound and solid, on lack of inhalation and addiction qualities associated with premium handmade cigars. So there's been a series of reports, that you, as you noted, that have come out since the final rule that have worked directly to our benefit, if you will, at proving our point. The PATH study that you noted is a combination of FDA, the National Institute of Health, but also the Centers for Disease Control Analysis. The New England Journal of Medicine, of all respected periodicals, came out with a reiteration of this analysis that showed that America's children do not gravitate to premium handmade cigars. And the Journal of the American Medical Association also had an analysis that goes to the heart of things like mortality. And once again, you know, and I've said this 1,000 times, when you watch the original and you really got to be a glutton for punishment, like reading this, but it serves its point. But when you watch old C-SPAN tapes on the passage of the Tobacco Control Act, every floor debate speech from the Senator Dick Durbin's, the ones that are not our friends in this fight, all revolved around two things: youth access and chemical addiction. And we simply don't fall into that. And ever since then, the FDA has been obsessed, and I mean obsessed, with linking premium handmade cigars with cigarettes and other nicotine delivery products. This analysis clearly proves that we do not have those addiction qualities. You know, you and I were together out in Vegas for the cigar trade show, and you know as well as I do, you have one in your mouth from 8 o'clock in the morning till you crawl off the strip at 3 in the morning, and you get home, you don't want to touch one for a day or maybe even two. But you could – I think I've had two since we got back. The lack of addiction qualities associated with this product that we've enjoyed for decades is clear and present, but it simply had to be delivered, as you put it, on a silver platter to the agency.
Well, I use the analogy, and actually Senator Marco Rubio did as well, and I touched on that in the opening monologue of today's show when he spoke on the Senate floor Thursday, that making a comparison, and I've made the comparison for 20 years, that premium cigars are like a fine wine. Now, if you want to go out and get drunk, you're not going to go out and buy a bottle of Opus One or a bottle of Silver Oak. You're going to get the cheapest thing there is. And it's the same thing with cigars. People want to consume a premium cigar, which is an expensive product. You know, we're not talking about a 30, 50 cent or 80 cent product. We're talking, on average today, the average premium cigar is probably in the $6 to $8 category. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a product that people want to enjoy. They want to consume in due time. They don't want to just rush it. And it's not a nicotine delivery device. And I think the proof is in the pudding. From the PATH data, the median consumer premium cigars smokes cigars only 1.3 days per month. Now, cigarette smokers are smoking every single day, every single hour. So we're talking about something that is night and day. And again, I use that analogy to fine wine. People enjoy fine wine in moderation, on occasion. They don't do it every night. They don't do it every hour. It's the same thing with premium cigars.
You don't chug Macallan. That's drawing your analogy. And this analysis allowed us to substantiate that. The 1.3 a month is just one tip of the iceberg of the proof that's in this analysis. I'll give you another one. This analysis also showed that general population, individuals will have their first cigarette at age 15. Their first cigar, age 26. Now, you and I spent a lot of time in cigar shops, and I was just down in Tampa, and you go into Edwards or you go into the Davidoff Tampa store. The demographic is clear when you walk into a cigar shop, and it's reflected in this analysis. Our average clientele is actually over the age of 35. More cigar smokers exist over the age of 55. So it's not only the frequency of use of 1.3 a month, it's the demographic of who represents the cigar smoking public. And this analysis allowed us to prove that, again, children are gravitating, and the demographic is clearly from that age bracket of 26 to 55, which are adults, and this is another part of where this analysis came into play. Adults of age with disposable income, with above-average levels of education, which means nobody's under undue influence. They're not being lured into the world of cigar smoking because of marketing and advertising. They're being brought in because they appreciate the culture. They appreciate the solitude. It's a luxury product, and these consumption patterns prove that it's Joe Public going into the cigar shop on a Friday afternoon and having a cigar before he goes home.
We're talking with Glenn Loop, the executive director of the Cigar Rights of America. Earlier this week, the Cigar Rights of America, in conjunction with the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association, filed their comments to the FDA's Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, whether premium cigars should be exempt from FDA regulations. 529-page document. We have posted it at CigarDave.com. Glenn, I always say, when was the last time you saw kids on a playground saying, hey, let's go get some Arturo Fuente Hemingways or Fuente Opus X's, or better yet, how about let's go get some Padron 1926 Maduros at $15 a pop? Never. does not
well,
happen.
Well, it simply doesn't happen. But it's an amazing feat that our opposition, you know, the body parts lobby, our opposition has done a magical job to their credit. I hate to say it, but to their credit, they have done a magical job over the last several decades of convincing a lot of politicians that there's absolutely no difference. And if you read the final rule of the FDA, and I said this before, they go to great pains, illogically as it can be, but great pains to equate a premium handmade cigar with a pack of cigarettes. And again, for the first time, this data proves that it doesn't exist.
Now, the good news, there are several fronts. First of all, I think the mere fact that the FDA opened it up for comments again, I think bodes well in that the FDA now realizes that premium cigars are different, and certainly the FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who before he was commissioner, about maybe 3-4 years before, wrote an interesting op-ed piece in the New York Post basically stating that Obama's regulation of premium cigars is a waste because, it again, kids don't smoke premium cigars, and went on talking about a number of other issues. So I think that's number one, the fact that they open that up. That doesn't mean that we could just roll over, and the IPCPR and CRA and Cigar Association of America certainly have not done that. But the other thing when we look at this is that a judge recently filed an injunction prohibiting the FDA from enforcing certain parts of their previous premium cigar legislation. So why don't we touch on that very briefly?
Well, let's start where you began that discussion, and that is with Dr.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cathgate Theater in Reading for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Friday, August 3rd at the Cathgate. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
On Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to be taking this comment filing, all 529 pages, and yes, an executive summary, to every conceivable office that's appropriate within the Trump administration. We're not going to wait on their review at the agency.
Continuing our conversation with Glenn Loop of the Cigar Rights of America. Glenn, let's talk about some of the restrictions and what the existing legislation would force, compel cigar manufacturers to comply with. From labeling to testing, all I know is every manufacturer I've spoken to said, General, the amount of money that we are spending to comply with this is just ridiculous. And then putting labels, warning labels on creative boxes that really are works of art, just unbelievable the amount of regulation that the FDA bureaucracy is hoisting upon the cigar industry.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Listen, we are guinea pigs for what they want to do to the cigarette industry, and that has become readily apparent. You look at the front of a carton of cigarettes, and I, you know, as many times as we all go into a convenience store, sometimes these things are just, you know, subliminal. But you look at the front of a carton, there's no warning label. zero on the front of a carton. You got to flip it, turn it, open it to get to a warning label. Yet you look at what they wanted to impose upon this industry, which some companies felt compelled because of timing of this August deadline to do that. And they clearly depicted to the public what they're trying to do to us, covering 30% of the top, 20% of the front, 20% of the inside of an artisan cigar box is absolutely ridiculous and bureaucratic overkill, to say the least. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, and that's why we advocate for exemption for this very niche product that's one half of 1% of the entire tobacco universe. It's going to get into product testing that is going to be grotesquely expensive. It's going to get into the application process where even by FDA's own admission, it could take 5,000 hours, and I'm not making that, that's their word, 5,000 hours to go through an application process. And keep in mind, this is per SKU. So look at the great folks that advertise on Cigar Dave. You get pull out that one cigar that you're enjoying, that Robusta. Well, it might come in seven different sizes. I'm sorry, that's seven different applications to the FDA, even though it's the exact same blend. They want to get into advertising and marketing restrictions, which impacts all of our great cigar mediums out there that talk about the culture of this industry. Some companies came out with, you know, advance warnings of that, with showing us what it would look like in a magazine, for example, and you end up selling a government message instead of a product, which, again, to discerning adults, we're old enough to make these decisions on our own. But then they're going to want to get in, and this is alluded to in some of the comments that were filed this week, they're going to want to get into best manufacturing practice standards. They're going to want to get into inspections of offshore production facilities. They want to get into a product testing regimen that doesn't even exist yet. So I call it, you know, Velcro regulation. Let's just throw everything against the wall and see what sticks.
Well, when you think about cigarettes, there's one size of cigarettes. That's pretty much it. With a cigar, you can beat the same cigar five, six different sizes. So there's no question that that the problem is the FDA has tried to lump cigars with cigarettes. And I will always remember the words of Theo Foles, the former CEO of Altadis USA, and before that Consolidated Cigar. And Theo said, when I remember saying, well, you know, we've got to make the case and explain the differences. And he said, that's true. He said, the problem with the enemies of pleasure, the bureaucrats, the enemies of tobacco, is that to them, tobacco is tobacco is tobacco. The good news in this fight is that we have many representatives and senators, bipartisan, both Democrat and Republican, that understand the differences. And I think now we have an administration and an Office of Management and Budget that says, hey, wait a minute, this is going to have a major effect on business and undue regulation and undue burden, which the OMB must look at as well. So clearly we've got a different sheriff in Washington. Glenn, I know that you're going to continue the fight. We will keep updates, and we'll have you on again. We appreciate you joining us and giving us the latest as it pertains to dealing with the FDA regulation and fighting it, and hopefully there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, thank you, Cigar Dave, and I hope your listeners go to cigarrights.org, fill out our petition to your member of Congress, but specifically to your members of the Senate. Cigarrights.org will take your name and zip code. Take our message directly to your senators, because they're always the stonewall to get an exemption through the United States Congress.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Sindicato sampler featuring the Sindicato Maduro. This cigar is square-pressed and wrapped with beautiful dark Maduro leaves from the Torrent Farms in San Andreas, Mexico. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Fellow alphas, we are cutting edge when it comes to technology. And state-of-the-art technology demands that we have the Cigar Dave Show available for you 24/7, 365, anywhere on the planet. And that's why we keep continuing to improve the Cigar Dave mobile app for iPhone and for Android. If you do not have the Cigar Dave mobile app, you are missing out on the ability to listen to the Cigar Dave Show live on your mobile device, Saturday noon to 2 Eastern time, We also play a continuous loop after the show, and we also have podcasts available on demand in addition to numerous other features. So do not delay. Go to the App Store, either in iOS, the Apple Store, or Android, and download the Cigar Dave mobile app. Just search Cigar Dave, and you can listen to the Cigar Dave Show 24/7, 365. Never miss an episode. Download the Cigar Dave mobile app right now.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The battle wages on against the FDA by the cigar industry. We will keep you informed. And if you want to read that 529 massive page massive document that the IPCPR and CRA filed with the FDA, we have posted it at CigarDave.com. Don't forget, exactly 2 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in Buffalo, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., as we launch 3 new cigars from Gurkha, including the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost, and Gurkha Chateau Privé, all VIP-inclusive ticket. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. It's going to be a great day of alpha male pleasures. Huge alpha buffet, lots of spirit tastings, great cigars, live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. 2 weeks away in Buffalo, CigarDave.com. Hour 2 is next.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired as a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. During his weekly address, President Trump says the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is a vital line of defense against terrorists and other criminals who look for ways to outsmart immigration laws.
These are the practices exploited by terrorists, drug dealers, child smugglers, human traffickers, gang members, and countless unknown and unregistered criminals to gain illicit access to our country and threaten our citizens.
Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Ronan Farrow says six women who accused CBS's chief executive officer Les Moonves of sexual misconduct had to overcome their fears of retaliation in order to tell their stories. Farrow says he spent 8 months investigating the story that was published in The New Yorker yesterday. CBS says independent members of its board of directors are investigating those claims. The executive editor of the Washington Post says five Capitol Gazette employees killed in an attack in their newsroom last month were friends of the people. Martin Barron spoke today at a benefit concert in Annapolis, Maryland for the victims. Five family members are dead, two of those at a nursing home in a Corpus Christi, Texas suburb in two separate shooting incidents yesterday.
Robstown City official Herman Rodriguez tweeted, three people were killed Friday following a shooting at Retama Manor Nursing Home. Two other men were found dead inside a home linked to that shooting. Rodriguez says officers responded to the nursing home and found two men and a woman dead. He says a phone call from family members prompted police to visit the residence of one of the nursing home victims, where two more men were found dead. The shooter was among those killed. I'm Julie Walker.
In 1959, in preparation for statehood, Hawaiians voted to send the first Chinese-American, Republican Hiram Fong, to the U.S. Senate. Daniel K. Inouye was elected to the House of Representatives. More at townhall.com.
Your credit card's out of control? Owe more than $10,000? Are you paying one card and delaying payment on another? Here's what's really happening here. Your credit card companies are shaking your hand while stabbing you in the back. They want you overextended. Even worse, they hope you think you have to pay it all back. Credit card companies have finally been exposed. There are steps you can take to become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. They're regulated by both federal and state agencies, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and have over 25,000 five-star reviews across accredited review sites. Do not take out a consolidation loan. Do not declare bankruptcy. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call now. 800-948-4144. 800-948-4144. 800-948-4144.
Cracking down on hate, abuse, and online trolls is also hurting Twitter's standing with its investors.
The company's stocks plunged Friday after it reported a decline in its monthly users and warned that the number could fall farther in the coming months. The 20.5% plunge comes one day after Facebook lost 19% of its value in a single day. Twitter says it's putting the long-term stability of its platform above user growth. That leaves investors seemingly unable to value what the biggest companies in the sector, which rely on their potential user reach, are worth. Patrick Frost reporting.
Senators from New England introduced a resolution to again designate September 25th as National Lobster Day to honor the economic, historic, cultural, and culinary contributions of lobsters. It also honors not only the lobsters, but the people who harvest, ship, and cook them, according to sponsors Angus King of Maine. More at townhall.com. Tragedy in South Texas. Five family members are dead, two at a nursing home in a Corpus Christi suburb after two separate shootings yesterday.
Robstown City official Herman Rodriguez tweeted, three people were killed Friday following a shooting at Retama Manor Nursing Home. Two other men were found dead inside a home linked to that shooting. Rodriguez says officers responded to the nursing home and found two men and a woman dead. He says a phone call from family members prompted police to visit the residence of one of the nursing home victims, where two more men were found dead. The shooter was among those killed. I'm Julie Walker.
A pay raise for the Mouse and Friends. Disneyland agreeing to raise the minimum wage for employees at its California theme park to $15 an hour beginning January 1st. 40% increase affects more than 9,700 employees at the venue. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. SIPC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
This is one of my favorite times of year. Why? Well, first up, because the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in Buffalo, New York, my hometown, is exactly 2 weeks away on Saturday, August 11th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Buffalo River Works. That's number one. Number two, football is back. NFL training camps began this week. My Buffalo Bills started camp on Thursday at St. John Fisher College in Rochester. I cannot wait. The sounds, the smells, football on television, oh, tailgating. Cannot wait, and we are going to, as always, make sure we give you some great NFL and college football previews coming up. But one of my favorite times of the year as we head into autumn. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. Much to get to. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Glenn Loop, the executive director of the Cigar Rights of America. If you are a cigar connoisseur and you don't want to pay excessive taxes, you want to be able to enjoy your cigars, and you want to be able to enjoy the artwork on cigars without onerous, ridiculous warning labels all over the packaging, then good news. Because Glenn, as he explained very well, the trade associations have filed written comments to the FDA's notice of proposed rulemaking, whether they should exempt premium cigars from FDA regulation. So we will keep an eye on that. But this hour, later in this hour, we'll be talking more cigars and cigar accessories, as we are just back about a week or so ago from the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas. We'll be joined by Mike Salucci and Les Mann of Zycar. They're very well known for their lighters and their other cigar accoutrements and accessories. And we'll also be joined by Brian Lessard and Jamie Robbins of Cattle Baron Cigars, real cattle ranchers out in Montana. They now have their own boutique cigar, and I am responsible, and you'll hear why later in this hour. All right, before I get to a couple of others, we've got a lot to get to, actually, and on the cigar regulation front, Senator Marco Rubio was fantastic. On Thursday morning, he made a speech, a 10-minute speech, on the floor of the Senate, the Senate chamber, and he basically succinctly stated why premium cigars should not be regulated by the FDA, why premium cigars are different than cigarettes. They're a product very similar to wine, enjoyed by adults, not consumed in excess, not consumed by children. The fact that there are really numerous family businesses, Padron family, who he knows very well, J.C. Newman Cigar, you look at Rocky Patel, you look at Perdomo, the list goes on and on and on. Families involved in the premium cigar industry, and he was great. We're not going to play that on the show because much of what he has spoken about, I have stated over the years, and we talked about earlier in the previous hour on today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. But we've posted it at CigarDave.com and a link to all of our social media sites if you would like to watch the video of Senator Marco Rubio. He's definitely one of our allies from Miami. I don't agree with Marco on everything, but he has been a very big champion of the cigar industry. And unlike others who have been involved, has not had his hand out to say, okay, great, now I need donations. He's done it because he's got cigar manufacturers and families that he knows going way back in Miami that he represents. And here in Tampa, he talked about Ybor City and the history of Tampa and Ybor City with cigars. Talked about Miami. And in fact, I remember when Marco Rubio was, I think this was maybe, was it 4 years or so ago when he was making a keynote address at the GOP convention in Tampa, he talked about his father, or correction, his grandfather enjoying his Padron cigar on the porch every single day and being around him. So Marco Rubio definitely understands cigars, been around cigars his whole life. You grow up in Miami, you grow up in Tampa, of course you're going to be around cigars. It's a very big part of Florida history. So we have posted that. You can watch that for yourself. Now, as you know, porn star Stormy Daniels had a liaison with President Trump. Now, for a second, do I believe that Trump did not have that lead? No, he's like us. He's an alpha male. Confident, successful, alpha. We like our dames. We like hot dames. We like the trophies. We like the eye candy. That's just a fact. When people say, oh, General, you really like the dames and the eye candy, I don't apologize for that. I go, yeah, that's what I like. I like the trophies. That's what I like. I never apologize for that. You'll have people that'll make it almost like it's a sin that you like hot dames. And to me, I like the hot dames that are all va-va-voom glamorama. I like the dames that look hot, have the makeup, have the hair. I like the dames that have the nice rack and show it, the short dresses, show off the legs, and show off the entire package. I'm proud of that. When I walk in with a hot dame, I don't have a problem when men look and go, oh, my God, look at her. And I've got people I know that say, doesn't that bother you? And I'm like, no, not at all. Hey, I'm an alpha. I like when everyone looks and says, look at the five-star. Look at the general. Man, walking in with that, kind of jealous. And you know what? Wish I had that around my arm. I'm not in any way, shape, or form insecure as alphas. We're confident. The more attention that my dame gets, hey, the better. I have no problem with it whatsoever. So we like our dames. Donald Trump married a hot model. Melania, very hot. No ifs, ands, or buts. But the phrase that I like to use when people say, General, why aren't you married? My answer is because I can't mate in captivity. I cannot breed in captivity. I like to use mate in captivity. I like variety. I don't apologize for that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll have people saying, so, General, when are you settling down? And the answer is, what do I have to settle down? As if dating hot dames and having the harem, that's a problem. I don't apologize for that. Neither should you, whether you have a harem of one, a harem of five, a harem of 10. I don't remember James Bond, the name is Bond, James Bond, ever apologizing for having hot dames around his arm. I never hear Bond saying, or Sean Connery saying, I'm Sean Connery, known as James Bond. Let me first of all apologize for having five hot women in this movie, and I slept with every one of them. Let me apologize for that. Hell to the no. You're not going to apologize for that. You wear that proudly. That is a badge of honor, my fellow alphas. So Donald Trump, like other successful alphas, likes the dames. Karen McDougal, the Playboy playmate, very hot. By the way, much hotter in my estimation than Stormy Daniels. Because Stormy Daniels, if you've looked at her lately, she looks very haggard. I think she's in her mid-40s. I got to tell you, she looks it. Put her in a home. She looks haggard. Doesn't have the look. That Karen McDougal still looks gorgeous. Very attractive, very hot. And Karen McDougal, who had liaisons with President Trump before he was president, said, hey, I love the guy. I actually love the guy. Very charismatic. And Stormy Daniels said the same thing. Said, well, it wasn't my type, but charismatic. And, you know, he's got these women. What do women look for? Alphas, let's pay very close attention. It's very simple. I have so many men saying, well, General, what is it exactly that women are looking for? There are three things that women find attractive in men. Confidence, sense of humor, and power or perception of power. Now, let's look at all three things. People think it's just looks. It's not. Let's look a look at President Trump. Remember, successful entrepreneur, on The Apprentice, well-known, charismatic individual, got a great personality. So, confidence. Does President Trump have it before he was president? Damn right. Sense of humor. Absolutely. Now, people say, oh, he can't make fun of himself. I've watched his speeches for the last umpteen years. He absolutely can poke fun of himself. And he does have a good sense of humor. Power, perception of power. Did Donald Trump have power before he was president? You bet. Perception of power? You bet. Those are the three little secrets. And dames, you know it's true. Every man thinks, oh, it's just got to be looks. Now, don't get me wrong. A woman does not want to get a guy that looks like a schlump, doesn't smell good, isn't well-groomed, you know, just doesn't look the part. No, it's a whole package. Men are very visual. Women, a little bit deeper. They look for more. Confidence, sense of humor, perception of power. You can make a woman laugh. You have confidence. You own the room. Done. I had a dame tell me recently, not that long ago, we were engaged in some witty banter, and I had her pegged. I mean, pegged, and she looked at me and says, I can't believe it. How do you know? How did you know? I'm like, look, I'm a good judge of character. I can read people. I can read. Give me 5-10 minutes, and I can get what they're all about by what they have to say, what's important to them. And she was like, she's like, oh my God. I mean, I can't believe it. Every man says I'm hard to read. I said, sweetheart, every man. You're talking about every beta male. You're not talking about the global 5-star alpha male in chief. You're not talking about Mr. Confident here. She looked and said, you are exactly right. And she said, that's what I like about you, General. She said, you know what else turns me on? And I said, oh, I can just imagine. And she said, when a man walks into a room and owns that room, big turn on. Think about that for a second. When a guy walks into a room, when you as an alpha walk into a room, I don't care if it's a restaurant, and you don't have a reservation, or a hotel, and you get yourself a reservation, and she's watching this. Your dame or your harem is watching this. You walk into a restaurant, and she's like, oh, we're not going to, there's all these people waiting. We're not going to get in. We don't have a reservation. Sweetheart, leave it to the 5-star. Leave it to the alpha in chief. Boom, next thing you know, 3 minutes later, we have, and they are turned on. They can't believe it. That turns them on. So Donald Trump, before he was president, he owned the room. Confidence, sense of humor, power, perception of power. He never once was accused, as far as I know. Now, he may have hit on women, but I don't recall any woman saying, you know what, he jammed his tongue down my throat, and he raped me, and he violated me. No, in fact, Karen McDougal said, I was very attracted to him. All consensual. Stormy Daniels came out and said, consensual. So when I see Stormy Daniels, front and center, the luckiest woman alive. I don't know of any other woman that got $130,000 to get laid. I mean, talk about that is the most profitable lay she has ever had in her life. Because for porn scenes, I don't know, from what I Google searched, I think they get, what, maybe 1,000, 2,000, maybe some of the big stars get 5,000. But I can tell you one thing, porn stars don't get 130 grand for one lay. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Stormy Daniels said she slept with him once. Maybe it was the second time. All right, even if it was two times, 65, I think the second time she said nothing happened. So one time, she gets 130 grand, she ought to keep her mouth shut and say, man, I spread my legs. I got 130 grand, most profitable half hour of my life. But instead, President Trump becomes president, and now she wants to capitalize on it, even though she was paid 130 grand and signed a confidentiality agreement. And she's got that skeezball lawyer, Michael Avenatti, opens his mouth on every media outlet there is. Total scumbag, partisan scumbag. Well, now, Stormy Daniels' husband, Glendon Crane, her third husband. Geez, he can't keep a husband. I don't know why. Filed for divorce. But wait, there's more. He also filed a restraining order. Filed a restraining order because apparently their 7-year-old daughter, according to court documents, and by the way, Stormy Daniels' real name, Stephanie Clifford. So Steffi baby, her husband, Glendon Crane, a heavy metal drummer who has also worked in the porn industry. They've been married since November 2015. Filed for divorce last week in Texas. Sought a temporary restraining order against Daniels because she was going to take the daughter, apparently, on that tour of gentlemen's clubs across the country. The judge granted the restraining order. Now, here's the kicker. Michael Avenatti, who has never once been shy about opening his mouth and using his client Stormy Daniels to his advantage and advancing his career. He's not representing her. He's representing himself. Comes out with a public statement saying, my client Stormy Daniels and her husband Glenn have decided to end their marriage. A petition for divorce was filed last week, the accuracy of which is vehemently disputed. Well, maybe so. But guess what? The judge ruled in Glenn's favor. So the child cannot go with Stormy Daniels. He's got the restraining order on that. He goes on to say, Stormy's daughter remains her number one priority. She kindly asks for privacy, or as they say in Britain, privacy. She kindly asks for privacy for the sake of her family. Let me get this straight. Stormy Daniels, who knowingly was paid $130,000 to keep quiet, signed a confidentiality agreement, who had a change of heart, who then blabbed her mouth everywhere. It's the court case is irrelevant because she's been opening her mouth through this scumbag attorney nonstop. Had no problem violating the Trump family's privacy, even though she signed a confidentiality agreement, saying that she would maintain the privacy of such. But yet now when she's in a divorce, when her soon-to-be ex-husband files a petition for divorce and gains a restraining order against her daughter to restrict Stormy Daniels from taking the daughter on tour with her and being around the people in the porn industry, now all of a sudden her attorney Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels kindly ask for her privacy for the sake of her family? You've got to be kidding. If that's not calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. Screw that. Now, if she would have kept her mouth shut, then yes, she's entitled to privacy. But the mere fact that she violated a confidentiality agreement, was paid $130,000. Nobody forced her to sign that check for $130,000. President Trump didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he would have been better off to just came out and said, you know what? Yeah, I came out. I banged her. Yep. You know what? I love Melania. She's hot. But my weakness, hot women. Yep. Nobody would have cared. I wouldn't have cared. I don't care how many women a president bangs. President Trump, or correction, President John F. Kennedy humped everything in sight. Did I care? I wasn't born really at the time. But nonetheless, if he was president today, I don't care. You know what I care about? I care about the fact that our economy grew 4.1% last quarter. I care about the fact that we've got a military being rebuilt. I care about the fact that the president is putting America number one, and he's getting tough on trade deals, and not getting we're not getting screwed over. That's what I care about. That is exactly what I care about. I don't care about what the president does. Now, if he does it in the Oval Office, that's a different story. Have a little respect and decorum, which Clinton didn't do. So for Michael Avenatti, the attorney, the scumbag lowlife attorney for Stormy Daniels, to come out and kindly ask for privacy for the sake of Stormy's family, you have got to be kidding. What a complete farce. If Stormy Daniels was so concerned about privacy, she would have kept her mouth shut after getting 130 large for one lay. End of discussion. All right, Sergeant Steve, we're going to continue on. I'm going to scrub. I'm going to use my five-star authorization. I'm going to scrub network break number one because I want to continue on here, and we will get to the litation ceremony. Actually, Sergeant Steve, I don't think, can we do litation next? I don't think we can because I think we're so tight on time. This could be the first show we actually do not. Okay, we're tight. Okay, so I'm not going to, okay, well, I'm not going to, well, no, it's, what do we have left in this segment here? Because we're pretty tight on time. Oh, I got 3 minutes? Okay, perfect. So here's what we'll do. You know what? Go ahead, let's fire it up. Let's make it happen. Perfect. All right, we're going to scrub to all our network affiliates. Don't worry, we're scrubbing network break number one. It doesn't affect you anyway. Fear not. All right, let me tell you about my
with
cigar.
An unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
All right, let me tell you about the cigar that I am going to enjoy today. I brought back about 8 bags, large bags worth of cigars from all the manufacturers that were there. I mean, literally, they're handing them to me like there is they're candy. So I've got a lot of testing that I have to do. However, there is a cigar that I had that I was very impressed with from Altadis USA. It is their brand new Romeo y Julieta 1875 Nicaragua. Nicaraguan Puro. Wrapper, binder, filler made by Plasencia Cigars in Nicaragua. Beautiful cigar. A lot of flavor. Touch of sweetness. Not overly powerful. It's definitely medium plus, but very, very, very pleasant. Really enjoyed it. We saw a number of Nicaraguan Puros being launched, including the CAO Nicaragua, which has a very, very nice complexion to it, a little bit milder than the Romeo y Julieta 1875 Nicaragua, but very pleasant cigar, and that's exactly what I will enjoy today. Comes in, let me see, I think about four sizes, and I pulled out the Churchill, 7 inches in length, 52 ring gauge, suggested retail between $9.35 and $10.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I've got this self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine that was given to me by the folks over at Zycar.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
From the Cigar Dave Research and Development Laboratories, I've got a brand new litation device they gave me. It's got 2 jet flames, properly angled, 8 degrees. Very neat, very compact, very small, very thin. That's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Let me toast the foot of this beautiful Romeo y Julieta 1875 Nicaragua. And I will, over the next 6-8 weeks, we will recap all the new cigars that are being launched, and you'll start seeing them probably late August, September, October. Let me puff and rotate. As I do, let me remind you, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2 weeks away, Buffalo River Works. We're going to be launching 3 new cigars from Gurkha, including their Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, the Gurkha Chateau Privé. We're going to have about 30 different spirits and wines to sample. Huge alpha male buffet. We got some very cool gifts that everybody gets that attends. 6 great cigars from Gurkha. Live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show with the crew. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. We've got about 30 tickets left. The countdown is on. When they're gone, they're gone. CigarDave.com.
The
The July selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Sindicato sampler, including Particulares. This cigar incorporates 100% Nicaraguan tobaccos, including a Puro blend that mimics the classic Cuban profile. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
We're exactly 3 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigar in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffalo Riverworks in downtown Buffalo. We'll be launching three new Gurkha cigars, including the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. It is an all-VIP ticketed event. Your ticket includes a great gift bag, including six Gurkha premium cigars, including the three new Gurkha cigars I just mentioned, a huge alpha male lunch buffet with carnivore carving station, Salem Smokehouse hot dog station, pasta bar, everything you need to make sure your stomach is full. We'll have libation tastings from about 40 different spirits, Hamburg Brewing, live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. Tickets are limited. Go right now, CigarDave.com for info and tickets. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, presented by Gurkha Cigars, Saturday, August 11th. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. CigarDave.com.
I'm Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of Arena Rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River. I wanna fly.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Y
the foremost authority on cigars, spirits, diversions, and the good life, the General Cigar Dave.
All right, this half hour we will replay some of the videos that we shot exclusively in booth at the Cigar Retailers Convention a couple of weeks ago in Vegas. We will be joined by Mike Salucci, Les Mann of Zycar, and then we'll go over to Cattle Baron Cigars, talk to Brian Lessard, Jamie Robbins. They're actual ranchers, and I was instrumental in them getting in the cigar industry, so we will get to them. Sunday, tomorrow, big day, National Chicken Wing Day. Who in the hell comes up with these cockamamie days? National Chicken Wing Day, National Go Pet Your Dog Day, National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. But in any event, have some chicken wings. Can never go wrong, but don't have them breaded. That's not real chicken wings. You got to fry them the way they do at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, Duff's. Next week, we'll be joined by Sommelier Dave. We will be conducting summer wine tasting maneuvers. We've got some great Chardonnays, some great cool, refreshing rosés. Summer wine tasting maneuvers, that is next week on the show. Don't forget, we're exactly 2 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in my hometown, Buffalo, New York, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks. If you have not gotten your tickets, you're listening to us on 930 WBEN in Buffalo or any affiliate, and say, I want to have a great Alpha Male weekend, you got to come to Buffalo. It is happening. The weather should be great. We're going to be covered. We're at Buffalo Riverworks, fantastic venue. Everyone in attendance will receive six premium Gurkha cigars, including three of their brand new cigars, the Marquesa Chateau Privé Gurkha Ghost Gold. Huge Alpha Male lunch buffet. Huge samplings of spirits, of wines, craft beer samplings from our good friends over at Hamburg Brewing. You got a nice gift pack when you walk in, nice gift bag with a special Cigar Dave embossed gift. All the information, details at CigarDave.com. It is a VIP, all VIP ticketed only event, $170 plus service fee. But trust me, you will not go hungry. You will not complain about getting enough cigars or having enough samples of spirits and enjoying yourself. So don't forget, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, Saturday, August 11th, 2 weeks from today, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. And welcome to the Zycar area here at the 2018 Cigar Retailers Convention. I am with two longtime friends, Mike Salucci, the president of the Quality Importers, which has just acquired Zycar, right, and Les Mann, now the executive vice president,
Gerald,
of sales and marketing. Mike, what were you thinking, hire Les?
You know, I don't know what I was thinking, but I think it's going to work out.
He is going to work out. He's been in the business a long time. He's a great guy. I hate to admit that up front and tell him, but we go way back. And he's going to become a Floridian before you know.
That's right. That's
beautiful.
Right.
Getting out of the Northeast. High taxes. You're going to miss the snow, I'm sure.
No snow. No skiing.
All right. Well, we're talking. We're in the Zycar booth, and it's very interesting, Mike, because you joined Quality Importers about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. January of, like, 17.
And you have been busy acquiring all sorts of companies, really rolling up different accessory companies. You've got Stinky Ashtray. You've got the Polio Cutter.
Right.
Great cutter. You gave me one that I use all the time. And now you've got Zycar, which
that's
is
right,
a big name, one of the largest lighter companies in the industry, known for their lifetime warranty. And this is a big acquisition for you.
It is a big acquisition. Biggest yet.
Biggest yet.
Biggest yet.
Tell me what led up to it. How did it come about?
Well, after I joined Quality for my time at Drew Estate, we were looking to really transform Quality. I'm a brand guy. I believe in brands and the power of brands and the power of a good sales team. So when I jumped on board, we were kind of reformulating the whole Quality Importers business. And the opportunity came forward for Zycar, which is a brand we've always respected. I've known Kurt and Scott for almost 20
years. Kurt built a great company, no doubt.
We did a lot of work together over the years. I've known Les for a long time. And I do really believe in the strength of a team and the strength of brands. So when the opportunity came up for this acquisition, it was much bigger than we had been planning, I'll say. But we dug in to buy it because we respect the brand so much. And we believe that we have the ability and the power to take Zycar to new heights and expand the brand get it into more retailers and go to bigger, more, you know, more categories. So that's what led to it.
Wes, you've been with Calibri for a long time. I've known you for 23 years.
From my DuPont days.
From your DuPont days when you handled DuPont and then you ran Calibri. So a nice transition for you because I think you're probably the foremost guy in terms of lightation devices in the nation. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. It's been a great run, a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm just really excited here to be in this booth. You know, you look around, when you tour our quality imports in the Zycar booth, we have everything that a tobacconist needs. We've got humidification.
Wait, you've got the HumiKit right here.
We got butane.
And I want to talk about the importance of butane because people think, okay, I'm going to go to the drugstore, get the cheapo butane. I learned from you, Les, and from Mike Reynolds, another great guy that's been in the business a long time, the importance of quality butane because these lightation devices now are high-performance instruments, and if you put butane that is not properly strained, properly purified, you get particles in there, microscopic particles, and you're going to have problems with your lighting.
It hurts the burner valves, but... You know, General, when you take your Lamborghini to get gas, you don't get low test, right? You get the high test.
I only drive American, so okay. Bad analogy.
Okay. So when you take, well, I don't know what's made, when you take your new Cadillac, when you take your Escalade,
there you go.
When you take your Escalade in, you're getting only the best.
That's right.
The beauty about this is this works so well in all lighters. So this improves the performance in every lighter.
And this is going to be called the Zycar HP High Performance Butane.
It's important to mention with this, this is the first butane on the market that's a new formulation.
Right.
And it's meant to work at higher altitudes where lighters start to kind of crap out on you a little bit. This lighter will actually keep your, the butane will keep your lighter working better. If you have an old junked up lighter, we've seen it. You bleed it out and it's not lighting, you put that butane in and it'll start working again.
And what's it back? What's a large canister? What's this going to retail for? Ballpark.
Retail on big can is
$9.90.
So that's reasonably priced.
$5.95 for a smaller can.
And this is like triple fermented, the whole shebang, or not triple, triple strain to make sure that all the impurities are taken out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, available now?
Available now. That's perfect. Been available for the last year. This is now available. It will be shipping in the next 2 weeks in the 1.9-ounce can and much bigger expanded distribution.
General, high-octane.
High-octane, baby.
That's how you
high-test. Remember the old days?
Yes.
Fill her up with high-test.
Yes.
This is high-test for your lightation device.
So we also have humidification. We also have containers for 5 cigars, 10 cigars, 15 cigars, 20 cigars. And we have lighters. We have cutters.
Got a wooden holder. I like that. And you've got
everything that you're going to need that our consumers are going to need out of the brands of quality imports.
Perfect. Now, let's talk about lightation devices, the lighters from Zycar. Let's go to Suzanne Tolles because she's one of your reps.
Yes. Okay, Suzanne.
Suzanne, let's talk about some of your newer products because, again, we've got people that watch, they follow me during the lightation ceremony, and I always say you got to use a high-performance lightation device.
Right.
So let's see the new stuff coming from Zycar.
All right, well, we have a lot of new lighter innovations. This is our HP3. It's a triple manual flip-top lid. The outer jets are angled 8 degrees in, so you have precise lighting.
I find 8 degrees is the perfect angulation for lightation devices.
Yes. It has 2 fuel windows with the red hue, so you can easily see your fuel window. HP Butane.
Suggested retail, ballpark.
$99.99.
And lifetime warranty on everything?
Lifetime
warranty.
And
fantastic.
This is our new yellow hot rod.
And what is that called?
HP3.
Let me just take a look at that, the HP3.
Yep, and it comes
that
with
is beautiful.
Four finishes.
Beautiful. Fantastic. HP3, okay?
This is the Turismo. It's our new double flame, a manual flip-top lid, pull-down trigger. The double jets are kind of recessed, so it'll help with wind if you're outside. It's a matte finish, so it's not going to scratch up. Nice and slim for your pocket. And, again, also has the red fuel window, and this retails for $59.99.
Got it. Solid feel to it. I mean, you can run
very
over
durable.
This thing, and chances are it's going to survive.
Yeah. Very durable.
Very nice. Okay, Turismo.
Yes, and then we have a new category for us, the flat flame. So it's a razor-thin kind of paint at the foot of your
cigar. Wow, that is pretty. Can you see? I don't know if you can see that. Tell me about the science behind the flat flame.
It's a razor-thin flame that doesn't burn as hot, so you won't use as much fuel as the flat flame.
Fuel's not a problem because Les is going to send me a case of the HP Zycar Butane. Not a problem. But this is great. And, again, a nice, solid feel to it.
Yep. And that is $79.99 retail. And the last one is a kind of another new category. It's an electronic lighter. So you press the button and the coil heats up. Great to travel with. There's no butane, lithium ion battery. You just separate the two in TSA.
So wait, there's no butane in this?
There's no butane.
There's no
so it's just heat.
At all in this. And the beauty of this lighter, for anybody who travels, this lighter, you are forced to carry in your carry-on luggage. So when you get off of the plane, you're not struggling to find a Bic. You're not struggling to find anything. That lighter, you take it out of your bag, goes through TSA,
oh, yeah.
And light your cigar. It's absolutely windproof, so on a boat, you know, you have
does
no...
Does this need batteries?
That is the battery. So it's
the that's
USB,
the battery.
USB charger.
Really? And there's the USB charger right here. So wait a minute, I stick this into my, you know, computer charger. How do I just unscrew the whole thing? Or how does that work?
To charge it, you just plug it into the
side. Oh, on the side. I see. Here it is. Yeah, right on the side there.
General, your harem will do all that.
They
for
will.
You.
Exactly. Okay. I can't be bothered with the manual
bothered
stuff.
With this stuff.
I have a whole fleet of these lightation devices ready for me to go fully charged.
Yeah.
And how long will a charge last?
It'll last you a few days.
Okay.
It'll last you a few days. But that's the first. This is the innovation in lighters right now.
So TSA safe, USB powered, windproof, no butane needed, MSRP.
$69.95.
Wow, that's a good price.
That's a good price.
So, General, and you'll like this too. You saw what we have here, right? To be the leader in the market, you need to be the market leader. And what you've seen right now clearly shows that Quality Importers is the market leader.
Great stuff. Very cool.
So what do you want, General, for your what's going to impress your harem?
Take that, and I'll take the whole tray.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. So, again, want to thank Les Mann, Mike Salucci, Suzanne Tolles from Zycar. Great new products. I love that new TSA friendly lightation device. And by the way, your Zycar cutter, you've got a big graphic behind there. That is a great cutter. That's another one that puts you on the map, too.
Yep.
So fantastic. Great stuff coming from Zycar. Available now?
All available now.
At your local cigar retailer. We'll continue with more exclusive Cigar Day video coverage from the 2018 Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas.
The 2018 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th at Buffalo River Works in the Western New York Theater of Operations. It's a day full of alpha male pleasure, including 6 premium Gurkha cigars, including 3 soon-to-be-released new brands, distilled spirit tastings, craft beers from Hamburg Brewery, and a buffet fit for the alpha male. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo, New York. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their...
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal tastes on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Cigars to great scotch. This is America's five-star pleasure paradise. The Cigar Dave Show.
We're at Cattle Baron Cigars here at the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention in Las Vegas. Very interesting story about Cattle Baron Cigars. Yesterday, as they were setting up, I'm walking by, and somebody grabbed me and said, the guys at Cattle Baron Cigars need to see you. I had no idea why. Well, they're going to share a very interesting story how they got into cigars. And the first thing you'll notice is the interesting ranch cattle type of motif. I was looking for a real bull in here yesterday, but they're actual cattlemen. These guys are cattle ranchers that got into cigars. Let's go and meet them. So come on in here to the ranch at Cattle Baron Cigars. We've got Brian Massard. We've got Jamie Robbins. And Brian, yesterday when we met, very interesting, you said, General, I got to meet you. You're the reason that I'm in the cigar business. And first thing I said is, where's the bull? You're a real cattle rancher. Where the hell's the bull? And so tell us about how you got into cigars, because I had an involvement, apparently.
You had a huge involvement in Montana. We love cigars, and we listen to you on Sirius Radio when we're feeding our cattle in the winter. And I bought the pause, first pause and play, just so when I had to get out and load my feed truck, I wouldn't miss a moment of it. And I learned so much about cigars, and it just brought this enthusiasm and love for cigars to the next level. And then the getting here is a fascinating story, but you had such a huge influence. I mean, I talked to all my friends, talked to them about how you light the cigar, how you puff the cigar, how you enjoy the cigar, the whole thing that goes with cigar smoking. It's not a habit, it's an event, and it's just been fantastic. And here we are 10 years later.
And
booth selling, I'm talking to you.
There you go. And I got to say that we started talking about cattle because, you know, we're not vegans on the Cigar Dave Show, as you know.
Yeah.
No vegans allowed, man. We love our meat. You know what I would say? You can't beat my meat.
That's right.
And it can't be these guys' meat, because they gave me some beef jerky yesterday, because I said to him, hey, man, where's the cattle? Where's the steak? He's like, General, wait a minute. Hold on a sec. In fact, show me where you had your little stash. I'm going to take another one. It was so good, because he said, General, this is not like the beef jerky you've ever had. This is, we take filet mignon and we make it into jerky. It was soft. It was delicious. I had it for dinner last night. It was that good. Incredibly lean. And so now I'm hooked on this stuff. And what we're going to try to do is I'm going to try to convince Brian that we have to start selling this to our alphas across the country. Because I'm telling you, I've had jerky. This was off the charts.
I've been robbed this morning.
You've been robbed?
I
All right. The good news is Harry's in Montana. Tell us about your cattle farm.
So we ranch in Montana. I've ranched there my whole life. And we raise registered Angus cattle. So you've heard of Prime Certified Angus
Sure.
Beef. Like the Cuban seed of tobacco that everybody Right. seeks, we have the high marbling Angus seed. So when you go look for certified Angus Prime Beef, we raise the bulls that make that.
That's
our life.
Can you? I've got two German shepherds. They're herders. Can you send me a bull and they'll make sure he doesn't leave my Pleasure Palace property?
They might chase him around.
They'll definitely chase the bull around. There's...
You want them to protect you.
Oh, they will. Trust me, they will protect the bull. As long as they know that that's going to be dinner one day, they will definitely protect him. All right, so tell us about, first of all, let's get a cigar. I got a light one up here. I know you got one cut and ready. Fantastic. Need a lightation device? I didn't come prepared. I got to go see Mike Reynolds, my good buddy.
Authentic. You know, we're so high, we're above 7,000 feet in Montana where our ranch is.
And where is your ranch?
It's in Dillon, Montana, southwest, down by Yellowstone.
Down by Yellowstone, fantastic. This is a very elegant way, I'm going to let you hold that, to light your cigar. Angle it down. Just toast it very gently. And as I do, tell me about the Cattle Baron cigars. I know Phil Zanghi, good buddy of mine, originally from Buffalo, fellow Buffalonian, makes the cigars. He makes great sticks. Tell me about it.
Well, when we got together, I told Phil, I said, you know, I don't just want my name on a band. I'm not interested in that. I want to have our own cigar. I want to have something that I took part in the blend. And so before we'd even met, he had sent me a few cigars, and we went through 12, him just sending me cigars. And then I went down there. He said, look, we're going to have a really good cigar. You need to come down here, go through the entire process, which I'd wanted to do my whole life. And we went down there. I spent a week with him. We went through all the houses. We blended together. And on our 13th attempt, this is what we came up with.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13, absolutely.
All right. Now, Jamie, tell me, you're involved with selling these cigars. What's the response you've had about the Cattle Baron cigars?
Very good response. Smaller company. Brian started off. He's picked what he's wanted. Very good quality. Taking the time to do it right. He also dabbles in, like we said, the ranching, and that's where I've kind of worked mostly is through the ranching industry with the feedlot and the new ranch that he has and the vodka that he's selling. And so I've kind of dabbled in all of it, and I've loved every bit of it.
Well, Brian, do you know, for the last 25 years, I've told my mother and sister, I've said, I'm going to Montana for a couple of weeks in the summer, and I've yet to do it. Well, now I know there's a cigar-friendly ranch in Montana that I'm going to hang out. We could do a show there.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be doing any of the ranching or any of the, cutting the Rocky Mountain oysters, I can tell you that. However, I will be happy to smoke cigars and taste the meat. That will be my job, and I will come out and see you for sure. We'll smoke some cigars. Now, you've also got a libation, you said,
we do.
That you're working on, or you have, that goes with your Cattle Baron cigars.
Well, you're responsible for that, too, because you talk so much about, I learned so much about how important it is to pair things, and we bought a case of wine after, an Italian wine after one of your shows, and we couldn't ship it into Montana. I had to ship it to my vet, who was in Idaho. He had to bring it up to me in Montana.
Was the recommendation good?
The recommendation was fantastic.
Beautiful.
It was out of this world. So by doing that, how we got in the vodka business, we've got places all over Montana. Sometimes it's a two-hour trip just to go check your cow. So I'll go to the gas station, I'll get a thing of unsweetened iced tea, a little bit of cranberry juice, mix it together, light my cigars, and I got a nice hour and a half smoke on the way up there. So I made the world's only cranberry tea vodka.
I like it.
It's made with real tea oil and cranberry extract. It's not your typical sweetened vodka. It's the first and only vodka ever made to pair with a cigar. And I didn't care if I sold a single bottle. I wanted to do that. And it is.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to send me a box of your Cattle Baron, a box of the gorgeous cranberry tea enhanced vodka, and we'll do that for a litation and libation ceremony on an upcoming Cigar Dave show.
That sounds awesome.
But there's a kicker. As Ron Popeil would say, but wait, there's more. You got to send me some of your great tomahawk chops and your ribeyes. I'm going to put them on the grill. It'll be Cattle Baron Cigar Day on the Cigar Dave show.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Brian Massar, Jamie Robbins, got it, from Cattle Baron Cigars in Montana. I guess I'm responsible. You're not going to hold that against me, by the way.
No.
It's all good.
Thanks for bringing them to the world.
By the way, if I go to Montana, do I get one of those cool hats?
Yeah, you do.
All right, fantastic.
You got to cut your own steak.
that's subject to negotiation. Okay? I, you know, when it comes to fishing and it comes to going, you know, to get my meat, the butcher handles all the cutting, and people say, you go fishing, General? And the answer is, yeah, I go at the seafood counter, and they do all the work for me. I just put it on the grill or put it on the in the oven. All good to go. All right, so a very interesting story, Cattle Baron Cigars, unique boutique cigar. Love these kind of stories that we're finding from the 2018 Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas.
Well, I take responsibility, apparently, for getting Brian Lessar, Jamie Robbins in the cigar industry. Cattle Baron Cigars, their cigars were great. And I'll tell you, their beef jerky made of filet off the charts. I'm going to Montana next summer. There's no doubt about it. Don't forget, we're exactly 2 weeks away. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in Buffalo, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Limited tickets. Trust me, great day. Lots of great food, great cigars, great spirits. You're going to love it. CigarDave.com. Next week, Sommelier Dave joins us. Summer wine tasting maneuvers. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure and the enemies of plastic and straws.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
College students who are fed up with their free speech being silenced by campus administrative policies are taking their grievances to court. One group filing suit is Speech First. They argue that universities are establishing arbitrary rules and protocols that create a dangerous environment on campus in which free speech protections under the First Amendment no longer exist. Well, lawsuits argue that these restrictions are completely subjective. Pacific Justice Institute is in favor of these types of efforts to protect the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
KCNR 1460. KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is This Hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump used his weekly media message to voice his support for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
One of the critical lessons of 9/11 is that immigration enforcement saves lives. We must enforce the rules against visa fraud, illegal overstay, illegal entry, and other immigration violations and crimes.
President warned abolishing ICE would lead to more crime and put Americans at risk. Authorities have ordered evacuations of about 80 homes in Northern California in the Wine Country area. Cal Fire said the blaze started this Saturday afternoon. About 100 acres have been affected in the Lake Berryessa area of Napa County. Napa Valley Register is reporting three homes may have been destroyed in the fire. Meanwhile, the homes are among 15 structures that have been damaged in the fire's early hours. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Moscow Saturday, other cities as well around Russia, protesting the government's plan to raise the age when men and women can start receiving their state-sponsored pensions.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also were reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
At least 58 people are dead after monsoon flooding in India. Most of the victims lived in the Agra in the northern part of the country. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, Hugh here for Patriot Mobile, urging you to go right now to www.patriotmobile.com/you and help us celebrate a Supreme Summer. That's right, it's a Supreme Court Summer. President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and we need you to help make it happen. And you can do that by switching your cell service, because Patriot Mobile, like all of the bigs, has great, great, great cell service. But unlike any of them, support conservative causes. Don't just carry your calls. Carry your message, in this case, to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. Every time you use your Patriot Mobile and pay your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill, you're supporting conservative causes like those that protect your rights, support interpreting the Constitution with originalism. And right now, while supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Mention my name, Hugh, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT to switch your service or visit www.patriotmobile.com/Hugh. That's www.patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
With the drowning, that is, of a leading cause of accidental deaths of children, the USA Swimming Foundation is helping kids learn to swim through its partners all across the country.
These kids learning to swim are so young, they're still in diapers. Guided by their parents with the help of an instructor, they kick and paddle and dip and dive in the pool. Charlotte Surfy says it's important her six-month-old son learn to swim.
We first put him in the pool at 2 months, and then we started classes here at 4 months. It was really important to us because we have a home by the beach on the Jersey Shore, so we knew he'd be around water his whole life.
Asphalt Green Program Director Andrew Bryan says the earlier they start, the more comfortable they are with water and safety.
If your child takes classes in a formal setting, it provides them an 88% chance of survival and thriving in the water.
Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Two former University of Tennessee football players were acquitted Friday after aggravated rape charges they were indicted on nearly 3.5 years ago.
A jury of 7 women and 5 men deliberated for almost 1.5 hours Friday afternoon before finding A.J. Johnson and Michael Williams not guilty on all counts. "We prayed, trusted in God," Johnson said afterward. "I just knew God was going to take care of it." The 26-year-old Johnson embraced friends and relatives as soon as the jury departed. The 25-year-old Williams gave a big hug to his lawyer. The woman, who said both men raped her, left the courtroom as the not guilty verdicts were announced. Patrick Foss reporting.
Brooklyn's Barclays Center, home of the NBA Brooklyn Nets and the NHL New York Islanders, is switching to strawless drink lids or straws made from compostable alternative materials. They said they'll start doing so next year. They're going to join a growing list of companies doing the same. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Live from the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. Sean Spicer at the bottom of the hour. And Greg Jarrett is live in studio. He is cheating on Sean Hannity, going on my show, and I'm truly honored. And he's very excited. His book is number one on Amazon, or even though it floats up and down like the stock market, it's top 10, and it will be since it has been since it's been released. The Russian hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton, and frame Donald Trump. And before we get to Greg, which all three of these topics are right up his alley, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
When you choose a war of choice, which is what this trade war is, and then you say afterwards, let's just solve it by buying people gold-plated crutches, the farmers and ranchers of America, they don't want crutches. They want to work.
That's true, Senator Ben Sasse, but he's not doing it for a war of choice. He's doing it to rebalance trade in the world. President Trump's bailout for the AG industry, the ag industry, if you will, is driving as many Republican trade critics to exasperation in some cases, like Grassley, Johnson, you just heard Ben Sasse. This, as President Trump sits down with the EU President Jean-Claude Juncker amid tariff threats on auto imports, I sense they're going to get something done.
Number two.
In my view, the FISA warrant process needs to be looked at closely by Congress. The main reason they issued the warrant was the dossier. The substance of the dossier to this day is a bunch of garbage.
Wow. Senator Lindsey Graham, big law background, saying the FISA documents reveal how partisan officials misled the FISA courts. Mark Meadows sent a letter to the Deputy AG, Rod Rosenstein, requesting an explanation on to why texts were withheld between the FBI and Page and McCabe that discussed this thing about meeting in the White House under President Obama. You think that was important?
Number one.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So.
No.
I got...
Michael Cohen's tape release, 1 of 12 we hear, and we hear we see nothing will change except for a clear agenda to take President Trump down in any way possible, perhaps. And why was the candidate taped? Michael Cohen was supposed to be a loyal lawyer for the president getting paid, yet he's taping him? The bigger question is, how did it get out? And Greg Jarrett's here. And Greg, I mean, your story is the story. I mean, I wish we can get past it. We know a lot of America wants to get past it. Well, as long as the Mueller probe's out there, we're not going to get past it. Your book is The Russian Hoax. What about this curveball last night?
Well, I think Michael Cohen is a despicable lawyer who should be disbarred for, I mean, it's a huge betrayal to secretly record a conversation with your client. Yes, under New York law, you're allowed to do it, but I think it's a clear violation of the Code of Professional Responsibility. Michael Cohen will eventually, I suspect, be charged with all kinds of other crimes and may end up behind bars, and I wouldn't shed a tear over it. I think he's a sleazeball lawyer, and it's propitious that he hired Lanny Davis, a Clinton lackey and sycophant, to represent him. I think President Trump probably wishes he'd never met Michael Cohen. But there is nothing on that tape that is a crime or illegal. That is a conversation that happens in offices all over America every day between lawyers and clients. I used to negotiate, you know, shut up agreements, we used to call them. And that is, you know, here's some money, leave me alone, shut up and go away. And non-disclosure agreements, they're done every day, you know, by lawyers all over America. So where's the crime? Where in the criminal codes is it? And nobody ever, apparently, in Donald Trump or the Trump campaign, paid any money to Karen McDougal. And even if you paid cash, so what? You're allowed to pay cash for anything. The fact that they were talking about setting up a company is indicative of a paper trail. So, I mean, this is a total nothing in my judgment, legally.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it. When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So, No. I got...
What financing? So Alan. Alan is, I guess, the guy who owns the National Enquirer, a friend of the president's.
Right.
Carrying kill a story. But my thing is...
But you're allowed to kill a story. I mean, you're allowed to buy the rights to something, sell it to somebody else, and in the end do nothing with it. I mean, and that happens actually in publishing. Just because you buy the rights to something doesn't mean you use it. It's used in the film industry all the time. And other people then buy the rights that you had already bought.
Just last thing, Greg, game plan this out. The way it ends abruptly,
I'm wondering if they're baiting the president or his people to answer and then provide the rest of the tape. And I'm wondering if there is a long-term game with the 11 tapes. Is your belief the president knows what these 11 tapes are?
Sure he does. And I think they have transcripts of them. He holds the privilege, remember. It's not Cohen. The attorney-client privilege is held by the client. Only the client can waive it. What's interesting here is the material and information about the tapes was originally, I believe, leaked to the New York Times. Only thereafter did the president waive the privilege. And I think it was because they thought there's no there. There's no crime. And based on what I heard last night on this tape, they're right. There's no crime here.
All right. So we'll see what happens. But they are pursuing him legally. And you see the stories about the smaller banks, his Sterling Bank that the president used to finance. First he sued them, and then he used to finance a lot of his projects, which is fine. Michael Cohen used it originally to buy his taxi medallions.
Right.
Fine. So if they're going to go this deep into a guy that does this much global investing, wonder, after 45 years, suddenly you're curious about the Trump Organization to the degree you're going into small banks like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is, you know, the president uses the term witch hunt all the time. I use the term hoax in my book to describe the Trump-Russia collusion case. But he is certainly a target. He's president of the United States. He had an enormous real estate business and other businesses related to it. It's not surprising to hear this tape last night. You know, I represented one client in particular who was incredibly rich, and he was the constant target of extortion by people. And the conversation I heard last night is kind of similar to the conversations I used to have with that client. We'd figure out, all right, this is a totally fake claim, but what's it going to cost to litigate? And then we cut it in half and hand out the money to the extortionist. And, you know, that's really what's going on here.
By the way, Greg Jarrett's here. His book is number one on Amazon, and you're on the front page of Amazon, too. So Amazon says, I can make money with this guy. You come into this studio.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you
really?
Come into this studio number one in books overall, which is awesome. President really supports this book, but it's heavily researched. I mean, you put a lot of time into this. When did you say to yourself, not only you talking about this and reacting to the news as it comes in and the story as it happens, when did you say to yourself, I got to stop down here and give people an overview? There's a book here, and I know this book.
You know, I was writing a lot of columns, hundreds of columns about this very subject, and a publisher came and said, why don't you turn it into a book? I talked to Sean Hannity about it. He said, it's a great idea. I sat down beginning in December, and for 7 hours a day, for 7 days a week, until I finished the book in April. I did it all myself, including all 700 footnotes. It's well-sourced, meticulously laid out, the facts, the evidence, and the law. And I think if people read this book, they, even Democrats, they will reach the inexorable conclusion that top government officials wanted Hillary Clinton to be president, so they twisted the law to clear her. And then on that very day that Comey stood in front of cameras absolving Clinton, his FBI was secretly meeting in a building in London with the author of the fictitious dossier, and armed with that phony document, they were off to the races to frame Donald Trump.
What's the president's reaction to the book? He seems to have gotten through it. I know he was anticipating it. I think he was tweeting it as early as 3 months ago.
I talked to him. He said he had read most of it and liked it a lot. You know, he's a busy guy. I was surprised he, you know, took the time. And I'm flattered that he, you know, tweeted out an endorsement. He thinks people should read it. I mean, I agree that people should read it. You know,
you do agree with the president on that.
I do agree with the president.
That's good. All right. You're on the same page.
Look, people know bits and pieces of the Russia hoax story. But if you really want to find out the details, and I try not to get too legal in the book, but I describe all the laws that I think were broken by people like James Comey, Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, people within the Department of Justice, and I certainly go through what I call the crimes of Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
I believe that Comey, Brennan, and Clapper are on the same page right now.
Oh, they are.
To set up a counterattack. and they're in the middle of it. And I also believe that McCabe showed us, the country, that he's willing to turn because he doesn't want to take the fall for Comey. And he's already contradicted Comey a couple of times, hasn't he?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, so McCabe's in legal jeopardy, obviously.
No longer calling out Trump, by the way. He realizes his problems are bigger than Trump, and it's not personal.
Yeah. I mean, and he's got a lot to say about James Comey. One of the things that I explain in the book is, you know, Comey actually found Hillary Clinton committed crimes and put it down in writing, not once, but twice. And then he goes to his staff, shows the staff what he wrote, and said, but I still want to clear Hillary Clinton. The staff said, well, you can't do that. You wrote down that she committed crimes. You put down here twice, gross negligence, right out of the statute. So they conjured a scheme to sit down at Peter Strzok's computer on June 6, 2016, and expunge the statement from the term gross negligence. What'll we use? Oh, let's use that term that Obama used on Fox News Sunday. He called her behavior careless. Well, so they wrote extremely careless. In the law, that's a synonymous term with gross negligence. Jurors are instructed that way. But they created the appearance that she didn't commit a crime when, in fact, she did. And by the way, you know, she should have been charged with intent crimes as well. She clearly intended to set up a server, use it for her classified documents.
Peter Strzok admits it was his computer.
Yeah.
He admits that almost no one had any access to his computer, but someone could have sat down there and typed that out for him. As you watch Peter Strzok, your book's done, and you're watching Peter Strzok for 10 hours.
Right.
Are you saying to yourself, I wonder if he's going to surprise me and make me feel as though I should make some revisions here? Did anything happen during that time?
No, it only reinforced everything in my book. My book went to print the first week in June. Everything that has happened since then, including the FISA application release of documents over the weekend, only corroborates and reinforces what's in my book.
Who do you think changed that line on Peter Strzok's computer?
Oh, Peter Strzok did, although when he testified, he feigned that he couldn't remember. The metadata shows that it was his computer, and to try to sort of cryptically suggest, oh, my secretary has access to it. No, he remembers what he did, and Lisa Page told the inspector general that they made that change.
So what's interesting is evidently Lisa Page was pretty impressive, said, I'm a Democrat, no doubt about it, regret some of the things I did. She came across very sincere.
Yes.
Did you hear that too?
I did. The reporting is that she actually says that those text messages mean exactly what they say.
Find a way to stop him?
Yeah. Well, we don't know if that's the one that she says it means what it says, but I suspect it is.
Okay. When I was watching Peter Strzok, I remember that moment when he got sanctimonious with Trey Gowdy after Gowdy was done questioning and he could answer and Gowdy couldn't follow.
Right.
And he said, to think that my bias got into any of my investigation after 28 years, how dare you, essentially. I just paraphrase
it.
Who do you? And plus, there's so many people underneath me checking and balancing. Four or five people go over all my work anyway. What's your answer to that?
You know, it was the most outrageous lie I ever heard for him to say, I'm not biased, and those text messages are not biased. He is peddling garbage. Anybody with an ounce of intelligence knows that that's a lie, and the inspector general wasn't buying it. If you go to page 497 of the IG report, the inspector general said, this bias is so severe and pervasive, it shows a willingness to use his position to influence the election.
No one talks about that. Greg Jarrett's here for a couple more minutes. His book is number one on Amazon right now. You're hearing why. It's called The Russian Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. He's also talking about the news of the day. Don't move. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Last night, we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow-in-the-dark like this before, and we invented glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woo-hoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
out.
And bring your kid all ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later.
Yeah, see you soon.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired is a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip.
The 1958 to 1964 TV series, 77 Sunset Strip, was about two L.A. detectives, both former government secret agents. Ephraim Cimbales Jr. and Roger Smith played the leads, but were out-popularized by the rock and roller, wise-cracking hair, comb and hipster Kooky, played by Ed Burns. Although the show theme, written by Mac David and Jerry Livingston, became a minor radio hit in 1959, Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb by Ed Burns, became a major cultural phenomenon.
Cookie, send me your comb. Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
I understand that my sworn testimony will not be enough for some people. After all, Americans are skeptical of anything coming out of Washington. But the fact is, after months of investigations, there's simply no evidence of bias in my professional actions.
Are we to believe that? That's Peter Strzok. 10 hours of riveting television. I'm telling you, I could not. I didn't even want to leave my office. And I think I was hosting Tucker that night. And we kept going back and forth on emails for 8 hours. Go, use this sound button. No, this is better. That was from 9 until about 10 o'clock at night. Greg Jarrett was watching this. His book was already done. It's called The Russian Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Probably the one person not surprised by that. So you were talking about Peter Strzok before. Do you believe that Comey, McCabe, and Strzok are on the same page? The more I read some of this, is I get the sense that Comey was acting like a king.
Yeah,
that he let his people do his own thing beneath them and just like bother, you know, when it gets to me, when you need me, let me know. Not saying he'd be against it, but I get the sense that he was out of touch.
Comey is a vainglorious guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody in the world.
He's sure of it.
Yes, he absolutely is. Pompous, pretentious, self-righteous, self-adoring. As I wrote in the book, in the opening pages, you know, his book, it reads like a Harlequin romance, except the protagonist is in love with himself.
Right.
It's nauseous to read Comey's book. I mean, here's a guy who's pontificating about lies and liars when, in fact, he's one himself. I'll give you an example. He was talking to Bret Baier April 26th of this year, peddling his book. And he said, oh, no, the dossier, you know, was really an insignificant part of the FISA warrant. Well, did you see it on Saturday when it was released? It's not just the bulk of it. It's just about the only thing there is in there is this phony dossier.
Real quick, there's new text messages that came out that we didn't know about. And among the people upset are the whole Freedom Caucus. This is the exchange between Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page. Just called. Apparently the DAG now wants to be there, and White House wants DOJ to host. So we are setting that up now. We will very much need to get to Cohen's view before we meet with her. Better we have him weigh in before her, be with her before the meeting. We need to speak one voice to the president, President Obama.
The White House and Obama were in on clearing Clinton and in on framing Trump.
It's all in the Russian hoax. Greg Jarrett, congratulations.
Many thanks, Brian.
Sean Spicer next. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair.
That's correct. As the new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night, is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Bonus track, Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
You don't bring me flowers.
What do Barbara Streisand and Aerosmith have in common? A great quote which led to a hit song.
I don't wanna close my eyes. I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you, baby. And I don't wanna miss a thing.
The song, I Don't Wanna Miss a Thing, which was featured in the sci-fi flick Armageddon starring Bruce Willis, marks its 20-year anniversary this summer. Inspired by an interview Barbara Streisand gave to Barbara Walters with her then-fiancé James Brolin, she recalled how one night they were both about to fall asleep, and Brolin said he didn't want to fall asleep because he didn't want to miss her. Well, songwriter Diane Warren was watching at home on TV. She quickly scribbled down the quote, wrote the tune, and gave it to Aerosmith for the movie. While Aerosmith has had plenty of hits, the band never charted higher than they did with that song. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Jen, Sean, can you answer whether the president still believes the question?
There's no camera on, Jim.
Well, maybe Jen. We should turn the cameras on, Jen. Sean. Why don't we turn the cameras on?
Jen.
Why don't we turn the cameras on?
I'm sorry that you have to do it. Jen, go ahead.
Why not turn the cameras on, Sean? Jen. They're Jen. In the room. The lights are on.
That is Jim Acosta and Sean Spicer. In the early 80s, when Sean was doing this job. I mean, it seems like forever ago.
It does. I mean, you forget that all is. I mean, what a whirlwind of a ride that the last 2 years have been.
Right. Especially working with the president, seeing, you know, when he got the nomination and when the RNC rally and became the ground game for the president. Remember, he had no ground game.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
no ground game, no data.
Right.
Yeah.
And but you guys were it, though. The RNC was the ground game.
We were a partnership with them for both of those key aspects. And that was the beauty. There's so much of this in the book because no one wanted to pay attention to it during the campaign. And those who did dismissed us and said, that's not how it's supposed to work. And, oh, by the way, Hillary's got a much more dominant presence in both of those fronts. And that's the thing, is that because it wasn't what they wanted to see or believe, they dismissed us. And lo and behold, here he is as president.
Sean Spicer's here. His brand new book's out. It's doing great. It's called The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President. It really chronicles Sean emerged. The RNC becomes very powerful. Before we get into President Trump, we should talk about how Michael Steele left the RNC. Seems like a nice guy. I've met him a few times.
A nice guy.
But you were buried in debt.
Yeah,
and you basically lost the presidency, and...
I don't know that it's that extreme, but look,
it was President Bush, then it was President Obama,
right.
So you come out of this, and you had a candidate that just lost, President Obama, this charismatic, young,
yep.
African-American president who's great education, great on camera, and the RNC has to raise money and tell people, this is not to build... This is to pay off our debts.
Well, yeah, and I think Reince Priebus came in and put his nose to the grindstone, and I talk about this in the book. I mean, at the early days of the RNC, Reince and our finance chairman, a guy named Ron Weiser, would have these contests to see how long they could travel and how little they could spend. So they'd be like, hey, I got a bag of pretzels and a free piece of fruit. And, I mean, literally, we were going through the budget line by line because we were broke, and the committee had to dig itself out of debt and then get in fighting shape for the next election.
But the way you did it, didn't go for the glory Senate seats or the presidency. You wanted to win them, but sure. But you did it through the states.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we're going to get a governor. We're going to get a state representative. We're going to get the majorities in these state houses.
Well, I think more importantly, and I walk through this in the book, is the investment that we made in data, in understanding voter by voter what their motivations were to vote, when they were going to vote, who their influencers were, and then putting enough people on the ground. In the past, both parties would stockpile money and then just spend it on advertising the last few months. What we've realized and what Reince Priebus as chairman invested, we invested $175 million over the past few years, was if we can identify each voter person by person, figure out are they with us, are they against us, or are they gettable, then we can actually provide assistance to our candidates up and down the ballot to help them to win.
True. However, you do an autopsy. And the autopsy was pretty much ignored by President Trump. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, except that I write in the book that he had his own version of that. We talked about how to grow the party. We made recommendations. And when I say we, it was a lot of people that were involved in that. And it was we went out throughout the country and asked activists and voters what we could be doing better, how we could grow our party. And we put out – there's a team that had been appointed to write this up in a report for everyone to see that directed all of the different entities of the Republican Party on how we could grow. And I talk about this in the book, what the recommendations were. But what Trump did was he grew the party and brought in people in a different way, not necessarily prescriptive of what we had or had been written in the Growth and Opportunity Project, but in his own way spoke to people who – wanted to vote Republican, who had been overlooked, as he calls the forgotten men and women, and brought them in and spoke to them in a way that no one else had.
Yeah, I agree. No one can still figure it out. They're going to be writing about it for generations. I mean, question.
But the beauty, Brian, and I'm not kidding, part of the reason that I wrote this book is because it happened so quickly that, and it's continuing to happen, the intensity is still there, that no one's had taken the time to sit down and go over
Nobody.
The data. And I mean, I literally put pictures in the book of what the voter score showed was going on in a state like Michigan, because people need to see that it wasn't this fluke, that it wasn't just haphazard. There was a plan, there was a team,
right.
And there was data that guided our decisions.
And here's the problem. On both sides, maybe, more Democrats, obviously, is that people say right away Russia meddled in the election.
Of course.
Right? Or that, you know, the popular vote went to Hillary Clinton. All right, wait a second. Every day that you say Russia meddled in the election and delivered the election, that's one more day Democrats are not going to understand how to win the next election. Because you guys won and designed a strategy to win. And when
right.
Brad Pascal, who I barely know, just said to me one of my big regrets was not going one more time to Minnesota. Because we could have had Minnesota.
Right.
Hey, wait a second. You're not saying I can't believe we won Wisconsin. You're saying I can't believe I didn't go one more time to Minnesota. So then all of a sudden you say that takes away what you guys did every time they bring up meddling. Do you take it as personal as the president?
To some degree. And I'm not kidding. Look, I wrote this book because if the story isn't told and we don't document this, and I talk about what the voter scores showed people and why – I mean, Brad talks about Minnesota, but why we went to Wisconsin, why we were in Michigan, why we were in Pennsylvania so much. After everyone kept saying, don't go there. Oh, that's a waste of time. It's a fool's errand. But to your point – this had to get done because people need to be able to see and say, I get it. You guys had a plan. You knew what you're doing. You knew where to send people. And I get it. I think – and that's why the investment that was made worked – And I think it's important that people don't just focus on the White House, but what we did right in the campaign and during that season.
So during this time, as you're sprinting to is going to be the most exciting election ever, certainly the most divisive, you're playing a key role in that. You go to the White House almost, excuse me, you go to the Trump Tower almost right away after the President Trump gets the nomination. You start being the liaison right. between the two, playing a huge role in it. So getting these traditionalists, many of which have not gone on board, with Donald Trump, understanding his assets and understanding what traditionalists bring to it. Without both, you don't win. So you start doing this. At the same time, you have a personal tragedy, right?
Yeah.
Your dad passes away.
Well, he passes away after the election. So we got to see us win, and that was huge. Not so much just because, you know, of the outcome of the election so much, but I knew he was so proud of how hard I had worked, and I think and the level of personal achievement in that. And I talk about that in the book that, you know, my family and my dad in particular were just unbelievable supporters of me and my and what I was doing. And were so proud to of myself and my brother and sister to be. You know, it was tough not being able to share the announcement of being White House press secretary with him. But it was great to be able to at least know that he voted and that he got to witness. You know. My excitement in winning and being part of that election.
Right. And so he got a chance to see it, got a chance to see how also unprecedented it was. So you knew you were going to play some role. Is that correct?
I thought I would, but it's pretty presumptuous to assume anything. And that's just, and so I didn't know if and what I would be offered. And so, you know, that was, that's just part of the game. It wasn't mine to take or grab. It was the president-elect's to offer.
Gotcha. So here's a little of the give and take. When Sean Spicer takes the job, and I think it's the hardest job any press secretary ever had for any president, and I say that I'm a fan of Donald Trump. He's always been great to Fox and Friends. We got a chance to know him personally. But to be his communications director when he's at the tip of the spear, he doesn't sit down with the team and says, this is what's going to be a message today. His message in his head.
Yeah.
So you got to get it out there. So next thing you know, he's doing things, tweeting things, and you're out there in the middle. Here's an example. Sean, you're going back and forth on one word, the word ban, cut 50.
He says it's a ban.
I mean, he's using the words that the media is using. It is extreme.
The president himself called it a ban.
I understand.
Is he confused or are you confused?
No, I'm not confused. I think that the words that are being used to describe it are derived from what the media is calling this. He has been very clear that it is extreme vetting.
So, but he did call it a ban. Like when you left to do the briefing, you thought it was extreme betting. When you get in front of the briefing, the president lets everybody know he called it a ban.
Right, and I think that
that's an impossible situation for you, Sean. Let's be honest.
It was never boring. Put it that way. But it's funny. I talk about all this in the book. People kept saying to me, "What was it like? How did you feel?" And for so long as a spokesperson, the goal is to talk about what the institution or principle that you're serving supports, not yourself. And I finally felt like, you know, for a variety of reasons, why that's one of the drivers for writing the book was to be able to say to people, finally, I can talk about myself, how I felt, what was really going on behind the scenes.
Can you name a couple of times where you persuaded the president your direction? I know you don't want to do that because you don't like to get – no one likes to get ahead of the
yeah,
president.
Yeah, and look, I mean, here's what I've always said.
Sometimes you walk in and say,
I would argue this. One, I think throughout my career, one of the things that I prided myself on is loyalty to the people and the person I've served. I believe that if you're a spokesperson, your job is to present options, strategies, messages, and tactics that achieve the goal that you're trying to get. And you do that privately. If the person that you're serving believes that you're going to go out and just blab all about what you tell them in private, it's very hard to have an open and frank discussion. That being said, I think it gets to a broader point that you're making, which is one of the big misnomers, I think, that exists about Donald Trump as a candidate and now as president is that he doesn't listen to folks. I've heard that over and over again in terms of the questions that I get. That couldn't be further from the truth. He appreciates a robust debate, feedback. He's the ultimate decider, though. That's I think what happens is people see a decision and go, oh, he couldn't have listened to anybody. And the difference is that he actually listens to competing ideas. And so sometimes, you know, the people that won the argument don't necessarily get put out as much as the people who may have lost the argument. But he likes competing ideas. And then and he welcomes that. He will ultimately make the decision that he thinks is best, though.
What I will walk around with the last year and three quarters that he's been president – and maybe the year in which he ran for president, is I listen to criticism. I get it. You know, you make a mistake. By the time I'm doing the radio show, in the middle of the radio show, you're getting blasted. You look around. I'm like, oh, wow, did I say that? And,
right.
You know, and it, you know, it bothers you. Even if you think you're 100% right, it bothers you. I don't think
well, but I would actually – there are days when even – but when it's well-deserved, meaning there are days – and I talk about this in the book, or I'm fallible. I've made a bunch of mistakes. I think I'm one of those people that learns from my mistakes and tries to be a better person or a better professional. But what I think you're hitting at is that it's amazing how, like, that mistake –
it doesn't bother him.
That was the difficulty in many cases with me, where I go, gosh, I just, you know, it's one thing to screw it up if it's just you, but when you're doing a job that reflects, you know, on the president, the administration, and frankly, in a lot of cases, on the American people, because you're talking to a world stage, it weighs heavily.
But why is it that the president, have you met anyone like him, can wall it off? I mean, I was just talking to somebody that would golf with him on Saturday. He knew these tapes were coming out on Monday. He knows the Russia stuff. People are still not happy about Vladimir Putin. He knows on Wednesday that the EU was coming here on trade. But yet he's out there golfing, making small talk with people, and legitimately it's not an act. Have you met anyone like him?
No, because you're right. I mean, he kind of is just laser-focused on going forward. And I mean, in terms of the intensity and the scrutiny and the criticism that somebody faces, you're right. I cannot imagine facing that amount and not reacting, in staying as focused as he is, like you said. I mean, like, it's like he just keeps, you know, going forward.
I don't know. I got to get some of that.
I got to get me some of that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Sean Spicer is all pumped up, and why wouldn't he be? His book is doing great. It's called The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President. When we come back, I'm going to throw two stats at Sean and have him comment. One will surprise him. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
About the travel ban on Muslims.
Yeah, it's not a ban. The travel ban is not a ban, which makes it not a ban.
But you just called it a ban.
Because I'm using your words. You said ban. You said ban. Now I'm saying
the president tweeted, and I quote, yeah. If the ban were announced with a one-week notice.
Yeah, exactly. You just said that. He's quoting you. It's your words. He's using your words. When you use the words and he uses them back, it's circular using of the word, and that's for me.
That is Melissa McCarthy having some fun with Sean Spicer. And Sean Spicer's in studio. It's called The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President. Sean, I caught up to you at the Super Bowl, I think the day it was Sunday. And the Saturday, I think it was the debut of the Sean Spicer imitator. What, back then you go, I guess it's okay. You know, I don't know. And overall, did you think it's good or bad for you?
I think, I don't know. It's a mixed bag. It was funny and well-deserved. It's kind of surreal to be like, wow, I mean, you've been there. You know what it's like. You wake up and you're going, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I do a show or I
they made me fat and stupid.
Well,
so,
and you're skinny and smart. So
thank you. See that? Allison, you have never said that. Eric and Pete, you have behind closed doors. Go ahead.
I never expected that. And I think the first one was both funny. She's clearly a very talented actor and played the part and had some poked some fun. And if you're going to be in this game, you got to be willing to take it.
92% of the president's coverage.
Yeah.
This is media according
research.
To a study over the last 6 months between January and June 30th, January 30th to June 30th, 92% is negative.
That's consistent, though.
But how
consistent
how can
with
that
what
be?
Pew and Harvard studies have shown as well. I mean, and that's at some point, the funny part is that, like, no one gets shocked. That should literally shock people. I write about this stuff in the book that, like, literally, the idea that think about that, 92%, call it 90, call it whatever, because I'm sure it fluctuates a little, is negative. And that basically means that nothing that the president does, and think about what's going on in terms of the economy and all of the other things, from the judiciary to fighting ISIS, that none of that's breaking through. Because the focus isn't on actually accomplishment. And now the funny thing is, think about that. As the negativity grows in the media, to some degree, there's a correlation between the Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll showed an uptick in the president's approval rating to one of the highest it's ever been, if not the highest.
Yeah, 45.
45. So it's upticking. The American people get it. They get results, and they look at the impact that the president and his policies are having on their lives.
I watched your buddy Reince Priebus last night. He said, if I was the president, I would have done two things. I would not have apologized or corrected himself on Russia. He said, this is the way I'm doing it. This is the way I'm going to try to win him over. Be patient. And number two, he says he's not too thrilled with the trade war. He says you're hurting a lot of people that put you in office with cheese and the farmers and everything like that. And the $12 billion is a bad precedent. When you look at these things clinically, not as a member of the Trump administration,
right.
Does Reince have a point on both? Feel free to disagree.
It's funny because I'm just not, my head's not in the game policy wise to do it. I don't know about the circumstances. If the president misspoke, as he said he did, then I think he's every right to say what to correct himself and make sure that the American people know what his position is.
That's number one. Number two, the trade war.
Number two is I think that we've got to figure out what the long-term solution is to this because, you know, the president said today in a tweet that if we can agree with Europe to take all tariffs away, and that's where we should be, that we've got to make sure that we do have free trade. But when we have low tariff and non-tariff barriers to access the U.S. market and our companies and services don't have the same in our trading partners, that's not fair.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being terrible. Where do you rank her?
Oh, I'll give her a 10. I mean, look, I think that Sarah's doing a fantastic job. She's unbelievably talented. She's a great friend. And frankly, I write a lot about this in the book. I became the story too often, Brian. You know that. We just played a few of the clips. Sarah has kept the focus on the president and his agenda and serving as a spokesman. I think she's been extremely effective doing the job that the president wants her to do.
And she's taken a lot of slings and arrows as well.
Yep.
But Sean Spicer writes about it. And when can we get your podcast?
If you go to radio.com, iTunes, everything's going to be all right with Katie Pavlich. But more importantly, go out and buy the briefing.
Right, absolutely.
You can get that everywhere.
Pick that up at Sean Spicer's book.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery of Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Another fire in Northern California. This time some 80 homes are being evacuated as a blaze that started this Saturday afternoon is threatening Napa County north of San Francisco. Meanwhile, a 70-year-old great-grandmother and two young children died in the so-called car fire in and around Redding, where over 125 square miles have been scorched. CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Chad Carroll said the fire is consuming everything in its path.
The structures destroyed are estimated at 500, and structures damaged are estimated at 75.
And Carroll says more are threatened.
80,906 acres. So that's getting more and more precise. Plus, you'll also notice that the map looks quite a bit different than yesterday and had quite a southern progression to the fire last night.
The sound of glass cases being smashed during an attempted robbery at a jewelry store in a popular Texas mall Saturday were misconstrued as gunfire, sent people running for the exits and police on the scene. All known suspects in the attempted robbery at the La Plaza Mall in McAllen were taken into custody. A potential black eye for the CBS network.
New Yorker magazine writer Ronan Farrow details allegations made by a half dozen women against CBS CEO Les Moonves. Farrow tells the AP,
"This is a story that I've been investigating for the last 8 months. It involves six women overcoming a lot of fear of retaliation to tell very serious stories of sexual misconduct about Les Moonves, one of the most powerful men in television."
Farrow writes that the incidents date from the 1980s until recent years. Some of the women say Moonves forcibly touched or kissed them. Others say he physically intimidated or threatened to derail their careers. Farrow and the New Yorker won the Pulitzer Prize last year for uncovering many of the allegations against now-disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. I'm Tim McGuire.
And you can check out more news and read more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for Patriot Mobile, urging you to go right now to www.patriotmobile.com/you and help us celebrate a Supreme Summer. That's right, it's a Supreme Court Summer. President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and we need you to help make it happen. And you can do that by switching your cell service, because Patriot Mobile, like all of the bigs, has great, great, great cell service. But unlike any of them, support conservative causes. Don't just carry your calls. Carry your message, in this case, to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. Every time you use your Patriot Mobile and pay your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill, you're supporting conservative causes like those that protect your rights, support interpreting the Constitution with originalism. And right now, while supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Mention my name, Hugh, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT to switch your service or visit www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's www.patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Facebook and Washington State have reached a legally binding agreement that requires the tech giant to stop enabling advertisers to unlawfully discriminate in who sees their ads.
Facebook says that was already doing so. Under pressure from civil rights activists, it announced in April it removed thousands of categories from its exclusion targeting tools, which allow companies to control who sees their ads, including for jobs and housing. The removed categories include attributes such as race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and religion.
Dennis Crowley reports the agreement filed in state court in Seattle Tuesday requires Facebook to remove the exclusionary categories, not just for ads pertaining to jobs, housing, and credit, but also for any business that is open to the public. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dak takes a stand for the anthem.
Dak Prescott's best test yet as the new face of the Cowboys came 2 days after owner Jerry Jones once again declared that all Dallas players will stand for the national anthem and even said they wouldn't be afforded the alternative of staying in the locker room. The star quarterback didn't pause or stammer. He didn't stop himself to consider what his peers might think. He made it clear he will stand and doesn't think it's right to do otherwise, saying he does support change in social issues. But Dak said, quote, "I'd never protest during the anthem, and I don't think that's the time or the venue to do so." Patrick Frost reporting.
Southwest Airlines says cracks in fan blades like the flaw blamed for the accident in April have been found at other airlines, and the engine makers considering recommending more frequent inspections. Airline officials say there are at least four reports of cracked fan blades at other carriers and engines made by a joint venture of General Electric and a French company. More news at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Maybe you'll get the comparison for the first time, but a lot of people are talking about my leadership ability as compared to the leader of Russia. And then we'll do a simulcast with FBN's Stuart Varney. He has got the number one show of all business television. And then we're going to be privileged to one of the superstars in Washington, Congressman Jim Jordan, who, along with Mark Meadows, has spearheaded an effort to do something that hasn't been done since 1870 to the 1870s, and that's try to impeach a member of a administration, and that is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Presidents are entitled to have private meetings. I understand the game that you're playing.
Mr. Secretary, I don't appreciate you characterizing my questions. My questions is to get to the truth. We don't know what the truth is.
That is Senator Menendez desperately trying to hold on to a seat for another 6 years despite throwing it in the street with his ethics violations, but I digress. Pompeo versus the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The clear winner was Trump's policies and the Secretary of State. Do the senators have legit concerns? Yes. Should they have been assuaged by this intellectual and emerging diplomatic giant? Yes, as well.
Number two.
The bottom line is we've sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein they haven't complied with. Two subpoenas they haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted.
That is Jim Jordan last night. Just when you thought we had enough big stories, he gave us another. An impeachment play, not of President Trump, but on Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein for slow walking or ignoring a couple of years of document requests. Where does it go from here? What does it mean? And was it a good move?
Number one.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
It was as happy as I've seen the president of late. Rather than break up, they decide to make up, pretty much. That's the review of the substantial EU-Trump trade meeting and the results that emerged. It lays the groundwork for a win-win. Next up, Mexico. Then, who knows, maybe Japan and a new NAFTA. But first, it's time for this man.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
That is the stupidest line I've ever heard. I don't know why they keep using it.
What should we call you, Mr. Wallace?
I'd like once in my life somebody to say Chris Wallace, oligarch.
The man who sat with Vladimir Putin. The man who vacations in Russia.
The man who calls George Clooney a friend.
Chris Wallace, oligarch.
Hey, Chris.
Well, that's new, and that's fabulous, and I love it, and you need to send that link so I can just... I think it'll be my ringtone.
Hey, can you do that? Eric, would you do that? You'll do it. He's going to send it to you. That's great.
Okay.
So Lorraine will be pumped up.
Yes, but don't refer to her as Lorraine. She's Mrs. Wallace to you, please.
Okay, Mrs. Wallace. Thank you very much. Hey, congratulations. Unbelievably riveting interview. Nonstop news for seven straight days between the NAFTA, the British stop, and the Helsinki summit. I walk away thinking about your impactful interview with Vladimir Putin. First off, what is he like, Chris?
Well, it's interesting. I'm trying to think how to because it's the second time I've sat down with him. I did in 2005. He's tough. I mean, he comes in the room and he kind of takes a little bit like Trump in the sense, not as showy as Trump, but you know, in his own quiet way. He's also not as physically imposing as Trump, who, as you know, is a big man. But he's the boss. He comes in the room. He's a former KGB officer. He's the president of Russia. And, you're not going to mistake him and go, oh, it's the security guy over here who's the head of Russia. His default position, I would say, is, and I remember Obama saying this one time, is he's kind of the slouchy kid in the back row who kind of sits slumped over and looks like, you know, why are you wasting his time? And when we started the interview, it was a little bit that way. He was a little bit dismissive. But once I stopped the indictment in his face, I had his undivided attention for the following 25 minutes, and that was pretty riveting. It was pretty exciting.
You grabbed the indictments of the 12 people that he knows, GRU, right?
Right.
GRU members, and he wouldn't look at it. He nodded to you as it with his head and said, basically, put it on the table. Did that surprise you?
I didn't know what he was going to do. That's why I thought it was kind of a good move. I mean, here's the deal. So we'd start the interview. We've been told we have 30 minutes, and I start on the summit, obviously. That's why we were all there, and asking him about if relations between the U.S. and Russia had changed. And it was clear he was going to filibuster, and he probably went 4 or 5 minutes and basically was reciting his opening statement from the press conference with President Trump. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I got nothing. And then I thought, well, I still can't quite ask him the indictment question yet. So I ask him another question. And he's not even making eye contact. He's completely dismissive. And it goes on for another 2 or 3 minutes. So now I'm 8 minutes into this 30-minute interview, and I've got nothing. And at this point, I think to myself, I got to get his attention. I got to get his undivided attention, and I stick the indictment in his face, and from then to the end. And I will say that that moment, if you look at it on tape, it's only a second or two before he sort of waves his hand, like put use a expletive deleted on the table. I'm not going to touch it, but in real time, it was a moment, and you know, you could tell he was thinking, well, you know, this son of a gun has done this. How am I going to handle it? And then he put it down. And from then on, we were engaged. And I will say there was a Russian TV crew there, too. They had their cameras right next to ours because they were going to tape the whole thing and get whatever they could get in terms of they were taping it as well to put out. And they did the entire interview, my questions, his answers, on the presidential website. And you could almost feel an intake of breath, like, because this was not standard operating procedure for an interview with the president of Russia.
So a couple of sound bites that stood out with me, I'd like to share them with our audience again. Here is President Putin and you talking about, you've noticed this little thing where a lot of his political rivals end up in jail or dead. Here's your question and answer.
Why is it that so many of the people that oppose Vladimir Putin end up dead or close to it?
Well, first of all of us have plenty of political rivals. I'm pretty sure President Trump has plenty of political rivals.
But they don't end up dead.
Но не всегда. А вас что, президентов не убивают?
Not always. Well, haven't presidents been killed in the United States? Have you forgotten about it?
Где убили?
Well,
США или в России?
Has Kennedy been killed in Russia or in the United States? What happens at the clashes between police and civil society and several ethnic groups? Well, that's something that happens on the U.S. soil.
You like that answer?
Well, I wasn't surprised by it. That when you talk about repression or political murders, they tend to go back. And there was another, you know, they talk about Kennedy. They talk about Martin Luther King. They talk about the conflicts between police and African-Americans. So that's kind of a standard position. But, you know, I mean, it was to a certain degree at that point, it's like just see how he reacts to these questions that the president of Russia, and especially this president of Russia, never gets asked.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be the pressure. There's questions that people want to answer, and there's questions that he usually gets. And you try to be different. Here's an example of something that's typical, but you try to get an answer from him. Did you or did you not hack this election? And he takes you to a different area. Listen.
Was it some rigging of facts? Was it some forgery of facts? That's the important thing that I'm trying to, point that I'm trying to make. Was it any false information planted? No, it wasn't. The information that I am aware of, there's nothing false about it. Every single grain of it is true.
So this is a remarkable answer. He's saying, whether I hacked or not, at least the emails are authentic. I didn't hack their emails. They're really her or John Podesta's emails. Is that what you interpreted?
Oh, no, that's exactly what he was saying. And I that was interesting because that was an answer I'd never heard before. And what I said right back to him is I said, so in effect what you're saying is – you robbed a bank, but you robbed real money, not counterfeit money, so therefore it's okay, which he didn't like particularly. But, you know, what the heck? I figured I'm there. I have probably the one time in my life to interview the president of Russia. Why fool around with it? Ask him the questions you want to ask him.
Chris, did you know at the time, this is after the press conference, right?
Right.
So did you know at the time how badly President Trump has been his answers had been received? Did you sense how bad it was going to be already by the time you sat down with Putin?
Yes.
So did you, when you looked at Putin, did you think you were looking at a guy that felt like he won?
I thought he had won in terms of the news conference itself, the dynamic of the news conference. I can't say, you know, he's not an open book. He doesn't wear his feelings on his sleeve. He's a very reserved, contained guy. So as a result, you know, he didn't come in like, man, this has been easy so far. But I certainly felt that, you know, because I had watched the incident. We were doing the interview in the Russian embassy in Helsinki. That's where they felt comfortable doing the interview. So I'm sitting in the Russian embassy watching the interview on a feed of the BBC, because they didn't have American TV, but they did have the BBC. And as I watched the news conference, I thought, this isn't going to go well, because obviously, you know, President Trump is kind of saying that the denials by Vladimir Putin are just as credible as the assertions by his own intel agency. So I knew that Trump's performance was going to be very controversial. And frankly, you can't help but think, well, that's going to make this interview more interesting, because I'm going to be saying things to him that the president didn't.
Right. When you start interrupting him, because the translation makes it really tough, when you start interrupting him to get to the point, because you know your clock is ticking, do you notice tension on his handlers and his aides?
There were Dmitry Peskov, his top aide, was in the room. They had very few people there, but he was behind me, so I couldn't see him. I didn't have to look around. I could tell the president was not very happy with it, and you know, and pushed back. But he wanted to run out the clock. He wanted to filibuster. He knew that there was a limited amount of time, and he wanted to give long answers. And you know, to a certain degree, as you well know, any interview is to a certain degree. I mean, I'm not trying to win an interview, but it's a test of will as to how the interview is going to go. And part of what I was trying to do there was, I want to get you to answer my questions. I don't want you to give speeches.
Because your dad was better than, no offense, than anyone who ever walked the planet at this, with the most diabolical characters ever, from Ayatollah Khomeini down. Do you ever watch back your dad's tapes? I hope I'm not insulting you. Watch back your dad's tapes, see how he handled other dastardly characters?
Well, first of all, I don't know that I would call Putin a dastardly character. I mean, he's done some dastardly things, but he's the head of a country. We'll get to him in a second. In terms of your direct question about my father, no, I don't. But having said that, I've watched them all, and you know, look, it's an interesting thing. I just think it's in my DNA. I'm not going to take BS. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to ask the questions that I want to ask. I'm going to interrupt where I feel I need to. I'm respectful. But I'm not gonna, you know, I'm there to do a job, and I'm gonna do my job. And if you ruffle some feathers in the course of doing it, as I say, I don't have to watch my father. I think it's in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
As far as Putin's concerned, you know, one of the things that comes out, look, there's plenty of things you can be very concerned about. Some of the political hit jobs that have been done. Obviously, what's going on in Syria, going on in Ukraine and Crimea. On the other hand, you know, one of the things that came across in there was they have a real sense of grievance. They feel that the West, after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, promised that they were not going to take advantage of the weakness of Russia, the Russian Federation, and move east, and that, in fact, we did, and that we added a number of countries, expanded just to the doorstep of Russia. And, you know, my feeling is that nothing is black and white. There are always multiple sides to the story. And, you know, you on the one hand, you want to ask the tough questions, but you also want to understand the other person's point of view. And I, one of the things that I felt good about the interview is I felt that we had done both.
No question. Will you still vacation in Russia?
Well, I did. I mean, that was interesting. So, we're doing the thing. Here's the deal. So we had thought we were going to get an interview with Putin during the World Cup, and we had planned to go to Russia, my wife and I, Lorraine, and that all got canceled. So now we're going to Helsinki, which is just like a 45-minute plane flight from St. Petersburg, and I said to Lorraine, after the interview's over, well, let's, you know, the next day, let's go have a vacation in Russia. Now, the interview got to be a little more contentious, and after it's over and you were asking what he was like, we were chatting. And he and I mentioned the fact that we were going to Russia, and he says, well, where are you going to stay? And I'm like, well, this is taking an interesting turn. But I knew they knew anyway, because to apply for a tourist visa, you have to tell them every hotel you're staying in. This was interesting. He grew up in St. Petersburg, but during the Soviet era, it was called Leningrad, after the Russian, the Soviet leader, Vladimir Lenin, and he prefers, because I think that's what it was called when he was a kid, Leningrad, to St. Petersburg. So I said, we're going to be in Leningrad, and then we're going to Moscow. He said, well, how long are you spending in each? Again, a question I wasn't happy to answer. And I said, well, we're actually going to spend 3 days in Moscow, but 4 days in Leningrad. And he gave me a big smile and a thumbs up, like, I'm glad you're spending more time in my hometown, because I think that's a better place than Moscow. So,
right.
But having said that, we had a lovely vacation, no trouble. The one thing that was interesting is they played the interview on TV, so as we're going to tourist sites in St. Petersburg, people were coming up to our guide and saying, is that the fellow who interviewed Putin? Which was
awesome.
Kind of interesting.
Chris, awesome job as usual. I thought it was fantastic. I appreciate you coming on, and I'm glad you're okay. Go get him. Watch
I'm glad him. I'm okay, too. Yep.
Fox News Sunday this Sunday.
If he were alive in the age of the Greek gods, there wouldn't be Zeus. There would be Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, it's been a thrill.
The thrill is all yours.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A couple married for 56 years from Ireland. Make today's Dean's List. Mona and Des Manahan say their love and romance is very much alive. The couple recently made international headlines because of the devotion Des has for Mona. As Mona's eyesight started to deteriorate in her old age, she went to see a makeup artist at a department store so the young lady could do her makeup for a party. Dez, her husband, couldn't help but tease the makeup artist about the job she was doing. He says, "And then she just handed me the brushes and said, 'Well, you do it then.' So I started to do a little bit for her." The 83-year-old Irishman was a natural. Mona and Dez have been touched by the amount of attention that their marriage has received, but they say they're mostly just happy to take care of each other in their golden years. Dez and Mona, you are both inspirations. Thank you for sharing your love story. You both made the Dean's List, and you look beautiful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Buddy Holly for Olympia Beer.
Gently in your thoughts you run through the wind and rain, you chase the sun.
Monkeys for Kellogg's.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
In control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Hey, we're back, everybody. In a little while, I'll be on with Stuart Varney on FBN. But I'll try to squeeze in a call right now. Went a little long with Chris Wallace, just fascinating. Nate, listening online in Florida. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for answering. Long-time watcher. Love you guys on Fox and Friends. Is Steve still with you?
No, he had to go. What's on your mind?
I was going to say good morning. It's regarding the Russia hoax. You ever think that it's maybe not about finding out about Trump, it's a cover-up? You know, you think Mueller might be going through destroying evidence and intimidating
others, hope not.
But yeah.
I mean, I would hope he wouldn't be doing that. I wish he'd be more open to following other leads than the one that leads to Trump. It seems like everything around Trump. Let's find out what Manafort has to do with Trump. Let's find out what Michael Cohen has to do with Trump. Let's find out what Rick Gates has to do with Trump. Can we find out what they have to do with Russia? That would be a fair and balanced way to do it. You wouldn't have a defensive president who fights people who wrongly accuse him. He fights everybody. But thanks so much. I don't think Mueller is doing that much. But a lot of people do. A lot of people agree with you. When we come back, simulcast on FBN, on TV.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. danscottpainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Arr.
What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. He said his motive was to protect his young daughter, but now he's charged with murder. The victim is a 74-year-old man whose body was found in an alleyway in Ogden, Utah. Police talked to a witness and some other folks. They found that 22-year-old Jose Zamora had a history of altercations with the victim. A woman told police that a few days before the killing, the victim had been sitting on her porch, and Zamora came over and assaulted him, saying he was going to kill that old man. And then a witness to the killing picked Zamora out of a lineup. Police say Zamora told them the victim had followed his daughter and peeked into her bedroom. And when he saw him sitting outside, Zamora attacked him with a stick. He told police his rage was building, and even though the man was unconscious, he went back and hit him a few more times. He then went home, changed his clothes, and took a shower. He's now in custody, held without bail. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with
Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Daniel Hoffman's here, Fox News contributor, former CIA station chief, served in Moscow, Iraq, and Pakistan. We have a lot to discuss, Daniel, because the big story, you would think the only story, despite the fact that the second quarter we're growing at 4.1%, despite the fact that we're getting our remains back from North Korea, from our soldiers that died between 1950 in battle to 1953, we're getting 55 bodies. They're going from South Korea to Hawaii, and then I imagine to their families. It is all about Michael Cohen and this meeting in Trump Tower. But you said something interesting just now. You said you read the Russian news first in the morning.
I do.
Picked this up yet?
They have not. I mean, I read the newspaper. I read, and I'll read their newspaper, which is state-run newspaper, Izvestia. And I'll listen to the news in the morning. And they do pick up a lot of themes from what's going on in our country domestically. I haven't seen anything yet about this latest issue, but I wouldn't rule it out.
You wouldn't rule out them talking about Michael Cohen and this Trump Tower meeting. They didn't even know about the Trump Tower meeting there, Valiskaya?
Yeah, they do know all about the Trump Tower meeting. And what the Russians are interested in is any opportunity they can find to take a shot at our democracy, they're going to do it. And I really believe that the great prize for Vladimir Putin is the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan, which did more than any party, and Reagan in particular as president, to tear down the Soviet Union, which Putin has called the greatest geopolitical disaster of the 20th century. That's their target.
More than Democrats, yet they're trying to get Donald Trump to win, and he said it. I wanted Donald Trump to win.
Yeah, he did say that, and I think he said it with a conspiratorial air about him so that he might be able to divide the Republican Party into those who think that he might be doing the bidding on behalf of one over another. He hates us all. He hates Democrats and Republicans, for sure.
Right.
But traditionally, the Democrats have been softer on the Soviet Union and on Russia. And what really scares Putin is the Republican Party, which has, again, been a stalwart defender of our national security vis-a-vis Russia.
Dan, a couple of things. From the Russia perspective, since the president's done a terrible job of telling us what happened in the one-on-one meeting, good or bad, have the Russians talked about what happened in that one-on-one meeting, and how did they view the press conference afterwards?
I mean, the president, you know, he doesn't shy away from engaging rhetorically, whether he's doing it in Twitter or on television or in
our
a
president.
Speech, our president. I mean, he likes to do it. He's good at it. And I was really waiting for him to do a speech and explain to us what was said in that meeting. The president certainly has his conversations with NATO allies, and they're kept secret because our enemies like Russia, Iran, China, North Korea want to find out what was being said. If you're with one of those enemies, like Vladimir Putin, there's no risk to leaking anything. People should know, and we should own the debate, frame the challenges. So I think the president, frankly, is missing an opportunity to manage his critics and our relationship with Russia by not divulging that.
We don't even know what happened, but what do the Russians say happened?
So the Russians, so we've kind of ceded that discussion to the Russians, and Vladimir Putin is a master at manipulation and twisting the truth for his own gain, and he's got state-run media, television, and print media to do it on his behalf, like Russia Today overseas. So he's got a lot of throw weight, not just in Russia, but overseas as well. And what they're saying is that that Vladimir Putin accorded himself well on the world stage with Russia's counterpart. He wants to be elevated to the same status, his KGB authoritarianism, on the same level as the United States and our democracy. So they're propping up Putin to make him appear stronger than he really is. And then they're saying that he talked about things like Ukraine and Syria, the possibility for collaboration in Syria. I mean, Russia's committed crimes against humanity in association with Assad and Hezbollah and Iran. Shouldn't be linking the United States with those atrocities. At best, we could hope for some sort of tactical work together. But he's trying to do that and soil us in the process.
Well, and then he sits down with Chris Wallace after. And he knows he interviewed Chris Wallace before, but it's a pretty direct interview.
I thought it was a great interview. Anyone who hasn't listened to that interview with Chris Wallace and President Putin the day of the summit, I mean, that's must-see TV.
Here's an example. This is Wallace talking to Vladimir Putin about why his enemies end up dead.
Why is it that so many of the people that oppose Vladimir Putin end up dead or close to it?
Well, first of all of us have plenty of political rivals. I'm pretty sure President Trump has plenty of political rivals.
But they don't end up dead.
Но не всегда. А вас что, президентов не убивают?
Not always. Well, haven't presidents been killed in the United States? Have you forgotten about it?
Кеннеди где убили?
Well,
в США или в России?
Has Kennedy been killed in Russia or in the United States? What happens at the clashes between police and civil society and some several ethnic groups? Well, that's something that happens on the U.S. soil.
What about ism?
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. It's classic Vladimir Putin. You want to ask me a hard question? I'm going to deflect it and talk about you instead. That goes back to his KGB training. You know, Vladimir Putin is absolutely guilty of having killed his opponents, Litvinenko in the U.K. and trying to kill Skripal in Salisbury. It goes back to Stalin using an ice axe to kill Trotsky in Mexico. If you've got an opponent, you're going to take care of him if you're a Russian autocrat because you want to scare all your followers into blind submission to what you want and ensure that none of them takes up arms literally against you. So that's what, you know, this all reflects. That's a great piece of Vladimir Putin doing his KGB, you know, jujitsu.
Right, and that's why Medvedev wasn't the second best leader, right? Tell me who Medvedev was and how he got the job. I mean, and he was the president for a while.
Right, he was.
Because Vladimir Putin was term limited out.
Vladimir Putin was term limited out, and what Vladimir Putin saw was this very propitious opportunity. Remember, he had just invaded Georgia because Georgia was being considered as an aspiring NATO member. So if you don't like that, you're Vladimir Putin, the best way to stop it is invade Georgia. It's why he invaded Ukraine. And then he sees that there's a new administration coming in and has said that they were going to stop doing stupid S, and that was their solution to whatever
the Iraq war,
and whatever things that President Bush did they didn't like, that was the way they were going to handle it now. So they're the smart ones, supposedly. Didn't turn out that way. And so Putin sees this opportunity for re-engaging with the United States, and we have this very naive reset policy. And Putin realizes the best front guy for that is the St. Petersburg-trained lawyer and my subordinate, Medvedev, who's a soft version of Vladimir Putin. We'll talk about investment and innovation and productive relationships with the United States, but at the end of the day, he's doing Putin's bidding. There were a lot of people in the Obama administration who thought that Putin was going to cede power to Medvedev, and there was never any intelligence which showed that was the case. In fact, quite
the
contrary.
Were you there at the time?
I was there at the time.
Did you try to convey that?
What I would always do throughout my career, and it got me into trouble with John Brennan because I was telling him stuff he needed to know and didn't want to hear, is, look, here are the facts, sir. The intelligence, the human intelligence says this. The signals intelligence says that. My conclusions with either low, medium, or high levels of confidence are based on the intelligence. There's no intelligence that indicates that Russia is really serious about a productive reset with us, nor that Medvedev exercises any sort of authority to make that happen. But you... In the Obama administration, sometimes they would start with the end solution and try to warp the facts to fit it. And that's not inductive reasoning. It's an anathema to intelligence officers.
So when President Obama leans over and says, I'm going to, after this election, is my last election, how did that play in Russia? Which he said to Medvedev, say, tell Vladimir it's my last election. I'll have more flexibility to do things. Do you remember, did that play, in Russia?
Yeah, I remember that. I was out of Russia by then. I was... probably as unnerved by that or more as Democrats and others were over President Trump's Helsinki performance. Because what President Obama was saying was, I'm not going to have to worry about the checks and balances in my own country and what people really think about Russia. I'm going to go ahead and pursue this policy that I think is right. I mean, that I just found that wildly reprehensible to have that sort of conversation. Now, politicians should learn, you know, when you're mic'd up and you don't know it, bad stuff can happen. But a lot of us at the CIA, I will tell you, it was cringeworthy.
Wow, it still is for me, and I wasn't at the CIA. Bill Browder, whose lawyer was killed, gave us the Mensky Act.
Right.
Bill Browder, on why Vladimir Putin is going after him and what he did with the Mensky Act that seems to have gotten under his skin. Let's listen.
Vladimir Putin hates my guts. He hates my guts because I was the one responsible for getting the Magnitsky Act in place, which goes after the assets of kleptocrats and crooks and human rights violators like Vladimir Putin. And so he's been going after me for a number of years. They've opened up many criminal cases against me. They've accused me of serial killing, of being a CIA MI6 agent trying to bring Russia down. Putin is basically just throwing all these accusations out like candy because he hates me, and he hates me because I found his Achilles heel, which is his money in the West, and we can seize it through the Magnitsky Act.
And is he right?
He's 100% right. There was a documentary on Vladimir Putin, two-hour parts that I watched before the election in Russia. And at one point, I'm going to use this term loosely, the journalist interviewing Putin, who also was doing Putin's bidding, says, President Putin, could you forgive anybody for anything? And Putin sits back with the Cheshire grin and the mafia, you know, pose. And he says, yeah, no, not everything. Bridaktisva, which means treachery. I can't forgive that. So he would have considered Magnitsky, the lawyer, did all that work to expose Putin's corruption that makes him look very, very much like a guy he would rather not portray to his own population. He'd consider Magnitsky to be that traitor, just like Sergei Skripal, for different reasons. Mm. And so he would want to show his own people that, look, if you do this, if you try to expose the corruption in our country, which is rampant, this is what's going to happen to you. They killed Magnitsky, and that's why he hates Browder, and he wants to do everything he can to try to degrade our trust in what Browder's saying.
Right now, what the president does not understand is that Vladimir Putin does not like him.
Right.
He does not like Hillary, does not like President Obama, probably doesn't like Bush. He doesn't like Americans, but he doesn't like Trump. Do you think Trump understands that?
I don't know. I know. I agree with it, what you're saying. I think Vladimir Putin absolutely hates everything that Donald Trump is and everything he stands for.
Capitalist excesses.
I mean, he's the leader of the United States of America.
Most important.
And what scares Vladimir Putin the most is democracy, and we are the beacon, you know, the bright shining city on a hill that threatens him because his own people derive inspiration from the freedoms that we enjoy in our own country. So there's no doubt. Now, President Trump has somebody in his administration, Fiona Hill, who wrote Vladimir Putin operative in the Kremlin, and she's the director of Russia at the National Security Council staff. She visited Moscow when I was there. She is the best substantive expert on Russia in the planet. And so the president has her. He's got John Bolton now and Secretary Pompeo. If somebody needs the scales removed from their eyes, those three people can do it.
Hopefully they'll do it. And because they're the ones who do the policy, the president leads. He's at the tip of the spear, looks back, and his bedrock is Mattis, Bolton, and Pompeo.
And Gina Haspel, with whom I served at CIA. I mean, no, everybody can sleep well at night knowing that she's got her handle, she's got a handle on Russia. She
right.
knows it well.
A real CIA person running the CIA. Can
yeah.
you imagine?
How about that?
All right. So Dan's not going to move. He's going to come back with us for a few more minutes. Also, there's a new leader of Pakistan. He used to work there. Is he going to be a friend or foe to the United States? This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Calisthenics for your brain. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I said to Lorraine, after the interview's over, well, let's, you know, the next day, let's go have a vacation in Russia. Now, the interview got to be a little more contentious, and after it's over and you were asking what he was like, we were chatting, and he, and I mentioned the fact that we were going to Russia, and he said, well, where are you going to stay? And I'm like, well, this is taking an interesting turn. But I knew they knew anyway, because to apply for a tourist visa, you have to tell them every hotel you're staying in. The one thing that was interesting is they played the interview on TV, so as we're going to tourist sites in St. Petersburg, people were coming up to our guide and saying, is that the fellow who interviewed Putin? Which was
awesome.
Kind of interesting.
And so that was Chris Wallace yesterday. I'm here. We're talking about Russia. This is the place you worked in. And Dan was there over there. What years were you there?
I was there in the 90s for 2.5 years, and then I went back in 2008.
Dan Hoffman. So, Dan, it's no surprise to you that he was going to go and interview Vladimir Putin during the World Cup. When the World Cup didn't work out and Helsinki did, they still had vacation plans in Russia. So he said, you're going over to Russia? Where are you going to stay? And what do you think? That you think Putin knew all that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's, again, just adding a measure of conspiracy and espionage to the conversation. He does it deliberately. I mean, that's his background. KGB guy. Ran the FSB, which is their internal security police, which is responsible for all the surveillance of the foreigners. And so when Chris Wallace and the whole team goes to Russia, you could call it a vacation, but what it really is it's not a vacation for the Russians who will be digging through their trash, watching video of them in the hotel and surveilling them everywhere they go. They want to know what makes them tick.
Wait, they're going through Chris Wallace's garbage.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's my assessment. It's based on the 5 years I lived in Russia and was myself one of those targets of Russian surveillance. If we had time, I could stay on the show for the next week and a half telling stories to the listeners about how I was subjected to massive FSB surveillance. But yeah, I mean, they're in your bathroom. They're videotaping you in the in your hotel or in your house. It's just the way they operate.
How could they possibly have handled the World Cup? I mean, you got people from all these countries, the fans, the players, the apparatus, the staff that might not have been staff. I mean, how do they possibly surveil that? Or do they just throw up their hands in situations like that?
Well, they're actually really good at it. You know, they're bad at a lot of things. They've got a lot of corruption. They don't enjoy the rule of law. They're pretty good at making vodka. They're really good at espionage and building nuclear weapons. But they can mount, like, the full court press to do surveillance. The World Cup went off without a hitch. It was one of the best we've seen with no security incidents. Why? Because the Russians are actually pretty good at locking stuff down and flooding the zone with enough people and technology so they can surveil all the threats.
It also helps that you could shoot somebody and there's not going to be, you know, you could actually kill them, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have discussion in this country, and rightly so, about innocent people who are caught up in violence. One thing leads to another, and there's a legal recourse. Not so in Russia.
Nice way to put it. There's a new leader of Pakistan.
Right.
And you know what? We've frozen some money and stopped paying them because we do not like some of the things they were doing and allowing with the Taliban able to train there in their bases. And this leader of Pakistan is a cricket champion.
He is.
And he wants to recalibrate the American relationship. He says it's no longer they pay us to fight their war.
Right. So it's Imran Khan is the new prime minister. It's almost surreal for me because when I got to Pakistan a few years back, he was leading protests that were shutting down cities, including Islamabad when I arrived. He's a populist prime minister. He's kind of the next wave after we saw those populist uprisings in the Middle East going back to December 2010. He's already said he doesn't want to live in the prime minister's residence because it's too lavish for him. He is known to be a supporter of the Taliban, and he's known to be a guy whom the military has supported. There have been lots of allegations of electoral fraud, which I'm sure we'll hear more about. And he's talked about how, just as you said, the United States is not giving Pakistan the level of understanding and support that they deserve for taking the fight to al-Qaeda when, in fact, Pakistan has allowed safe haven in their own country for the Haqqani Network and other militants who are hurting us.
Not going to help. Dan Hoffman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired as a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.